Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air. Charts for the week of November the 12th to the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. Everybody give me a big round of applause. You ready?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Huge round of applause.
Come on.
Golf clap.
Yeah.
Golf clap.
Okay. Let's see who's on the team of conversationalists focused on the big issues, the stories of the week, the people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as well as Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, a veteran of a conversational, let's see, components. He's a conversational component person.
Like a Lego.
Yes, right. He's put them together. Yes. He's responsible for the lineup at Radio America, the originating network of my program. So let's go through the stories. Number 10 this week, the death of Stan Lee. I thought that was pretty interesting, the way people thought it was Spike Lee instead of Stan Lee.
No.
They did, yeah. There was a newspaper in New Zealand.
That was just you, Dougie. Come on.
No, it wasn't. There was a newspaper in New Zealand that had to retract an entire story because they told Stan Lee's life, but they said Spike Lee every time instead of Stan Lee.
I stayed at a hotel in Los Angeles last weekend, and Sunday morning I was downstairs having breakfast, and this guy came out of the kitchen, and he said, "Did you hear that Spike Lee died?" And everybody, "Whoa, what's this?" Yeah, so anyway. Number 9...
Unbelievable. Guy works his whole life, builds a universe of characters, and you mistake him for Spike Lee.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, number 9, Melania and her, the ousting of, isn't that, wouldn't you say that lady that got booted was ousted?
Yep. Yeah. She made a public statement to get her, out of the White House, although she was just reassigned. She wasn't.
Really?
She wasn't fired.
Oh,
right.
She's not fired. Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know that.
But she was. Okay, number 8, the headquarters announcement by Amazon going to New York and Washington.
About 5 minutes from where I'm sitting.
Yep, right over on the other side.
Hello, traffic.
Crystal City. I was trying to remember where there was a place big enough in Crystal City. I thought that was pretty much all covered ground at this point.
It is. Yeah, they will have to knock down and build new buildings or rebuild or refurbish existing buildings.
Yeah.
There is not 10 foot of space in Crystal City.
No, I didn't think there was either. Right.
You can't put a park bench in Crystal City.
No. And move around.
And they're renaming it.
Yeah, they are?
Yeah, they're going to call it National Landing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, because, when you come into National Airport, you see it when you're landing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty.
Do they get a heliport, too? Because the one in New York gets a heliport.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Crystal City's a good location. Throw a stone.
I mean, you can throw a rock over the river into D.C.
Right. And you also throw a rock over to the airport.
Yes, you can.
So That's why they call it Crystal City, Rich. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow, pretty smart.
All right, let's see. Oh, and the New York side of it is pretty outrageous when it comes to, well, the taxpayers are going to get it in the chin no matter where this thing is built.
Hey, stop with that.
What?
Stop with that. I love it when governments invest in business. Yes, you're going to put the $10 billion up, but over the course of the 20 or 30 years, you're going to make that tenfold. Yeah. It's just
see,
like
now,
with
in
the
New
stadiums.
York, yeah, New York, Rich is right. In New York, they're saying that it's not actually costing them a dime, and that for every dollar they invest, they get nine back.
All right, so Richie just said something, Victoria, that may be the reason for my attitude. When they use the money to build sports stadiums, I really, that eats at me.
Come down to Chinatown in D.C. and look at the rejuvenated part of the city that used to be a crack-infested neighborhood with blown-out window buildings. It was
I think those
dump.
Are cool. They add character and color to the city.
Right.
Right. A lot
and
of
danger,
character.
A sense of danger.
And that that portion of the city is hugely popular and makes a lot of money.
Well, where they put the basketball... Where the arena is,
yes.
Right? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Well, look what the Barclays Center did for Brooklyn. No one wanted to live
exactly.
in that part of Brooklyn, and that is so gentrified now, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That was courtesy of Ellen Ratner's family, her brother Bruce, and that bunch. We made a lot of money doing that, too, buying up old, dusty buildings and building them back up again. God love them.
Billionaire slumlords.
Yep. Number seven on the list, the New York Times Facebook story. I don't know that I paid much attention to that this week. Facebook is always in the news because of, I think we had, didn't we have somebody
is
on the program
the
this week from
Facebook? Is that the Facebook story that they hired, that Mark Zuckerberg said he didn't know that they had hired a Republican firm to smear George Soros? Is that I think the New York Times uncovered that, and Mark Zuckerberg said he wasn't aware that they did that or something, something about George Soros.
There's always that on both sides, back and forth. Facebook has become trying to maintain its place in society because a lot of folks think Instagram is better to use as being a connective tissue. But Facebook is always now getting involved, lots of different things. They're selling. Facebook is for sale, not the entity, but whatever is going on there. You can use Facebook any way you want to. They can say what they want about their policing this and watching that. It's too big. And there's too much money to be made by doing it the right way, frankly. All right, Michelle Obama's book, number six, she's all over the place doing interviews about that. I thought it was nice. She said something about her two daughters benefiting from the tutelage they got from the Bush sisters and from Chelsea Clinton. I think that's really pretty special, actually. I thought it was cool. House leadership battle in the Democrats. Did anybody decide... Is Pelosi in or out? Is anybody? What's the
scoop?
Don't
know yet.
She thinks she's in.
Still.
Yeah.
She
well, I don't know if she does. She's claiming there's some letter that's floating around. Problem is, you had a lot of Democrats in Midwestern states that said, because Republicans were saying a vote for you is a vote for Nancy Pelosi, and many Democrats said, no, 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 I'm not going to vote for Nancy Pelosi. She's
24.
Not representing me. And so now those 24 Democrats, it's exactly who Nancy Pelosi needs to become Speaker of the House, and it's not clear whether these guys are going to renege on their promise to their voters and support Nancy Pelosi, or if they're going to take a stand against her.
So
she'll be speaker again. Come on.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that Trump is really wants her to be speaker.
He wants her. Yeah.
Oh my
Republicans
goodness. Yeah.
Have even said their caucus will back her as speaker if she just agrees to the keeping the rules the same.
Because she is such a great Republican punching bag. I mean, she is. Remember the clowns you used to get as a kid, and they had the sand in the bottom. You punch them, and come back up. For Republicans, that's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
they love to just.
That's really too bad because it would be really nice if they said, "Well, we can work with her, and that's why we want her." So that's really horrible if that's the reason that.
Well,
they're
I think
endorsing
Trump
her.
Thinks that. I think the Republican base, she's the punching bag, but I think Trump thinks I can get stuff done with her.
He knows Chuck and Nancy, right?
Right.
And the truth is that as much as I am not a fan of Nancy Pelosi and her policies, when you consider some of the other far, 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 far left, I can't believe I'm saying that she's seeming more moderate these days, but when you consider some of the new class that's going in there, it's... Nancy might be the one to be able to deliver on the votes that it takes to do anything bipartisan. So I think you're right. I think Trump genuinely sees Chuck and Nancy as people he can work with, even though he's had very public confrontations with both of them.
They can get an infrastructure deal done. That's
sure.
The one thing they can absolutely get
done. They should be able
to
do infrastructure and prison reform, which is what's already going to go through now. So, yeah, I think there's potential.
All right, more from the list, and then we'll go back through the people list and get into some of the nitty-gritty conversationally of what went on according to the surveys from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Their overview of the top stories, top people on News Talk Radio this week. The subject matter of the Talk Radio Review, 16 past the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
There are two lists that come from Talkers every week, the top stories and then the people that are being discussed. We're on the story list. The California wildfires making it into the top 10. The situation there affecting not just the state of California, but pretty much the whole country because of the smoke floating around in the jet stream. And then the numbers, Jennifer, they just keep going up and up and up and up. And I don't think there's a definitive number yet associated with those people who have lost their lives or how many homes have been destroyed because the fires are actually still burning, aren't they?
There are multiple fires in the state of California right now, but the two that have gotten the most attention are the Camp Fire and the Woolsey Fire. The Camp Fire is it's beyond anybody's imagination or it's beyond belief, really. The Camp Fire started over a week ago and has grown to have killed 63 people. It's burned over 138,000 acres, and it is still going. The containment is there. It's increasing, but this is a slow fight for firefighters. The story, though, aside from the 63 people who lost their life in this fire, is that there are 631 names on a list of people who are missing or not known to authorities. So this death count, the death toll is going to continue to rise in the Camp Fire.
So answer this. Of those people, 631, many of them don't even know they're on the list and are just haven't
That's
checked
true.
In. That's true. Who assembles this list and how do they get the people? Are like
it's people calling 911, I think.
It's people calling tip lines saying, I can't find so-and-so.
Okay.
I heard a story about a guy who can't find his mother, who has dementia, didn't know his phone number, and so she could very well be alive, but they can't connect.
Okay. So it's actual people reporting other people missing.
Yes. These are relatives that are doing that. They're using DNA and the National Guard to try to help to quickly identify the bodies that they are finding in these devastated neighborhoods, entire cities that are just wiped off the map. This past week, Governor Brown and Ryan Zinke from the Interior and Brock Long from FEMA toured the area. Ryan Zinke's from Montana. They get fires all the time. He said this is the worst devastation he's ever seen in Paradise. So a lot of talk will be about what caused this fire. Most likely it'll be the power lines from PG&E and also fire or city officials in that area decided not to evacuate people right away. That decision no doubt caused a lot of lost life. And so there will be an ongoing debate as to how to handle all of this. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is becoming more and more under control, and the weather has changed for the better. The winds have stopped. There's rain expected in the forecast in the next few days, and that will help firefighters put this one out completely. Three people died so far in the Woolsey Fire, and the devastation there is just under 100,000 acres, I think around 98,000 acres. So just two very destructive fires causing a lot of air quality issues.
About clearing brush. Or are they still going to try and...
They're, it's environmentally protected.
That and the wires, the frayed wires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys...
Infrastructure,
they've got to have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So avoidable.
21 past the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Rich, and Doug on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Real people, real winners. Grab your friends. Come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays, and the $500 midweek drive. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars, 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dodge, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the Talk Radio Roundup continues with Rich, Victoria, and Doug, and a focus on the migrant caravan and immigration issues in general. Number 4 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the buses of these people, the caravan going through up from Central America into Central Texas. Actually, there are a few of these buses that reached the U.S. border near Tijuana this week. The gymnasium there in the high school been converted to a shelter. Migrants are dealing with the reality of being on the Mexican side of the border, looking over into America and not being able to go there. And I hope that they are not able to go there unless they can prove that people like that we give asylum to have to prove that there is a danger for them. And I'm betting a lot of these people can prove that. back at home, but it's going to be hard. I mean, they can claim it, and it probably is legitimate, but how do they prove it? The inspectors at the main crossing into San Diego processed about 100 asylum claims this past week. How long is it going to take? Weeks, maybe months, to process all these people in this caravan?
It
came up from Honduras.
So you do your paperwork, and then you just hang out at the border? Is that what happens?
On the Mexican side, yeah.
Yeah.
Upscale Tijuanans, I didn't know there was such a thing, are really kind of fighting back against these people, saying, we don't want you here. There was a protest.
They're making a mess out of them.
Yeah.
Everything's a mess there.
So the people in Tijuana do not want them there. One of the interesting things I heard this week is that apparently, because of Trump saying we are going to get rid of people who are the parents of the Dreamers and you're going to be deported, that Canada is seeing a rise of people coming in over the border there legally and illegally asking for asylum
from
in Canada from the United States.
Really?
And these are a lot of times U.S. citizens. So people who have come here, gotten their citizenship, are afraid they're going to lose their citizenship, so they're going to Canada now because Trudeau said, yeah, come here, we'll let you in. So
well,
all
if
going
you think
there.
About it, if you don't know where you're going to be sent back to, and if you know you don't want to be sent back to wherever you came from, then it makes sense, and Canada's a lovely place. So
I know my wife.
As long as you're not more than 100 miles above the border,
right,
to keep going. I mean,
in Vancouver, it's nice.
Yeah, Vancouver's very nice.
But I know
Toronto,
my wife's nieces and cousins and stuff like that, several of them have gone to Canada because it's just easier, they said. They said they tried to get in, a citizen or a green card or a visa into the States, and they can only get a short-term thing, and then they have to leave. But then they try Canada, and, hey, welcome to Canada.
80% of the people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. That's where all the industry is. That's where all the work is. And then to kind of backflow into what's going on in Tijuana, there are a lot of big factories in Tijuana where workers come across the border from America to work in these plants. And apparently they're not getting as many workers because of the unemployment realities in America. More people have jobs, so there are fewer coming over to Mexico. They pay a lot less, but at least there are jobs. So apparently several thousand of these Haitian migrants who have been turned away at the border, found jobs there. This is the first wave. The Haitians were the first one before these people came up from Honduras. And there are 2,000 or 3,000 Haitians that are working
in
these factories there.
Haitians?
Say what, Rich?
Haitians?
Haitians, yeah.
I'm confused.
Haitians.
As in, like, from Haiti?
As
like,
in from
I'm confused.
Haiti.
No, not Haitians.
No, I just said that I was comparing them to the Hondurans who are there now, but the Haitians did the same kind of. People forget after the earthquake and whatever happened to
destroy Haiti. You're talking about earlier.
Okay, I got confused.
Right.
It sounded like Haitians got jobs in Tijuana. That's what it. That's
they
what
did,
it sounded like.
But they got them a couple of years ago when they tried the same stunt that the Hondurans are doing, and they couldn't get across the border into America, so they stayed, and now they're working in these factories in Tijuana.
Got it.
Is that,
okay.
Did I make it clear? Is that okay?
Got it.
Follow
sorry. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rich.
I'm glad I'm not alone, Rich.
Thank you, Victoria. There it is. Welcome to Chinese Radio. It's 28 past the hour. One of the great things about going to the Calitran website is looking at all the people who have been so successful. Here's Sonny. Since taking Calitran, my arthritis pain has literally disappeared. So let's talk about other benefits of using Calitran besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. But when you take Calitran at night, that collagen protein is broken down into glycine, and that helps you sleep more soundly at night. Your body also utilizes collagen in your joints, so it's great for joint pain and even arthritis. So it really is a great supplement. You know, I've had people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. Collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most.
TopLoss.com for Calitran. 10% off everything that you buy. Plus, if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Available at TopLoss.com using the code DJV.
This important national healthcare update is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. How much would you pay to hear better? The answer is almost anything, especially if we guarantee your satisfaction. So in other words, we help you hear better or pay us nothing. Hearing Help Express has helped almost 1 million people hear the sounds they've been missing over the years. And right now, we want to help another 1 million people hear better. And with our free hearing consultation, we'll help you find the right device that helps you the best. If you're ready to start hearing again, call now and ask about our hearing guarantee, our free home trial offer, and free delivery. Yes, we even ship right to your door for free, and no tests or store visits are required. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to define gender once again on a biological basis only, according to one's genitalia at birth. Now it's time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution and its unfair impact on female athletics.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Overwhelmed by some of the conversational priorities on your favorite news talk radio station with your favorite host, the polling that's research is probably a better way of putting it. Research done into what's going on the stations that carry news talk as a format. That's really the fodder from which the list is developed by Talkers Magazine every week, surveying, excuse me, the stations, the hosts, items, topicality, so as we continue to review Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Rich McFadden from Radio America, I'm Doug Steffen. Number two, the recounts, voter fraud allegations, Florida, an embarrassment, an outrage. I started voting in Florida in the 1960s, I think, when my folks first bought a place down there. My mother was ill, and so my father bought a place, and I decided I wanted to register to vote in Florida, and did. And I remember working on the radio in Florida in the 1980s, and there were the same kinds of issues going on then as there are now. And the same people are in charge now who were in charge then. It's the same old story, and Palm Beach County, Broward County, the two worst offenders, and it's like a dry run for the big elections, the nonsense that goes on, and then you couple that with Georgia and the crookedness of that election, and you wonder why people are look askance at the results. They don't trust, you know, recounts. All of this. I said earlier, Richie, Victoria took exception to this, but I feel that there are way too many people voting without good reason. So if there is a good reason that you can't vote on election day,
ballot. Yeah.
Then go ahead and allow people to vote absentee. But just to vote for convenience, what are they doing with all these votes? They can't account for thousands of votes in Florida. Thousands.
It's unbelievable.
Of them.
Victoria and I were having a conversation during the break just as we knew we were going to talk about this. And one of the things we were talking about is why Florida is so corrupt. And one of the things that I had conversations with earlier in the week and we were just discussing was the fact that most Floridians come from New York and New Jersey. So it's this kind of like
the birthplace of corruption.
This is how it's done, right?
Right.
And that's how it's done in Florida now, is the way it was done in New York and New Jersey in the old days.
People who come from Chicago, they inhabit the west side of Texas, of Florida.
There you go. So that's why Florida is so...
Okay, well, we solved it.
Is it their inability to count votes, or is it just they have corruption because New York, New Jersey, and Chicago have basically taken over the state's
Law enforcement in Florida leaves a lot to be desired. They're not real sophisticated. The people that I encountered in law enforcement when I was working in Palm Beach County and have been there for
careful
as many years, they're awful. Just awful.
Careful.
Yeah. What?
We have lots of friends in Florida. You don't want to...
I have lots of friends in Florida, too. But they're more... The State Highway Patrol, the sheriff all over the place, they walk on. They just fumble and bumble and stumble and make a mess out of stuff because there's too many of them. What's that?
Buford T. Justice.
Yeah, right.
He means more like Boss Hogg.
Both of them.
Yeah.
The chief and the captain. The two of them, anyway. So, yeah. Number one this week, perhaps the most interesting, I don't know whether I think this is the most interesting, but I do think it has an interesting twist to it. The fact that this guy, Acosta, got booted from the White House, and now CNN is suing the president or the administration or whoever the hell they're suing. Trump says, I can kick you all out if I want to. There's nothing that says we have to have a press room. There's nothing that says we have to let you into the White House, which I thought was an interesting.
And he's right.
Well, the most interesting part of that is Fox News has sided with CNN.
Sided. Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting.
They're in a trick box. They kind of have to.
Why?
Why?
Well, they don't really have to, because if Trump just had Fox News in his White House press briefing, he'd be happy.
Yeah,
he'd be
but
stoked if that was the case.
They kind of have to protect their own. If Joe Biden becomes president in 2020,
yeah,
they don't want to be on the receiving end of that. They want to be able to kind of protect themselves.
Well. It was interesting this week, I thought it was, anyway, as I was nosing around, looking at the differences in the culture at Fox. Of course, there are a lot of people who are anti-Fox that want to tear that stuff apart. taking a shot at Hannity because he was held in check when Roger Ailes was alive, and now he's not. They can't control him, and they don't like it. He's too busy trying to jump on the president's bandstand. And some, I think there are some of the people that work at Fox are just jealous, frankly. There's a bit of that going on. But I also think it's interesting to understand the culture of the Murdochs, because Rupert Murdoch, who's still pretty much in charge at 88 or 89, and his son Lachlan, who is running the division that has the Fox News assets, they kind of are okay. They were happy when Ailes was there because Ailes did exactly what Rupert wanted him to do, and that was not let anybody stray from the message. There's a documentary coming out next week, I think it is, Roger Ailes, and the people who have been putting it together and some of the participants have been all over the place talking about Roger Ailes and what a bad guy he was and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, I don't think there was anybody who knew him who thought he was a good guy, but the way he dominated and he shows reporters. You know, Richie used to took. I remember when we talked about the blonde bimbos that were on Fox, and I think once in a while you take exception with me categorizing them that way, but that's basically what this documentary showed. One of the few that were there, like Gretchen Carlson wasn't, but
right.
There were plenty of them that were there for TNA purposes only, and that's part of what comes out in this documentary. Plus the other stuff.
I would say all news anchors, to some extent, it's a pretty people club.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, maybe, girls, whatever. I mean, they're not putting ugly people up there that are really, really smart. They're putting pretty people up there that can read the teleprompter.
Unless it was, okay, so I'll back up a little bit here. When Roger Ailes, there are two people who come in to focus here.
That's why we're on radio, by the way.
Documentary. Yeah, I know.
Hey!
Speak for yourself. Well, yeah.
Victoria exception.
Ailes chose Combs, Alan Combs, because he was unattractive.
Right.
And here is a liberal, the same reason he chose Ellen Ratner.
Let's put the cross-eyed liberal up there. Right, and Ellen Ratner, yeah.
And Ellen Ratner, who was...
He's nothing to look at.
Unattractive, and
she'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, but, you know, she was happy to be on Fox. I don't know, is she still on Fox? I don't even know if she is or she isn't.
I don't think she is, no.
No, I don't think she is either. Anyway, so the point here being... With the suit against the White House, whether they win or they don't win, I don't know what the merit here is, because there's nothing in the law, nothing in the Constitution, nothing anywhere that requires a White House press room or a White House press corps. So
correct.
What's the basis for the suit?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, okay. So
well, freedom of
so
the
what?
Press. Is, you know, that's...
Freedom of the press,
right.
Fine. So they go outside.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me... If Trump cleaned the place out and didn't have a press corps, that wouldn't shock me a bit if he pulled that stunt, because that's what he does.
That's what he's about. He doesn't want anything negative, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he's got plenty of negative.
He doesn't want it in front of him, though.
That. Well, I don't know.
He doesn't.
I'm not into his
He doesn't.
Head.
Watch any one of his briefings. He just, that's, you know, that's, he is not someone who wants to engage in any kind of debate. He doesn't want, he doesn't like any of the questions that are negative. It's pretty obvious. Any president who wants to get rid of the press corps. No, you can see his body language is so uncomfortable when he has a question that he doesn't like.
Yeah,
it's
but
so
I,
obvious.
I think he loves the controversy. I think he loves being able to tell people to shut up and sit down.
He likes being a dictator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he loves it. Well, Jim's going to be doing his press things from across the street. Jim, across the street, buddy.
Yeah, across the street. All right, so that's the rundown there. 44 past the hour. Let me give you the rundown on getting a good night's rest. If you toss and you turn every night, I think we had a discussion earlier, didn't we, about men go to sleep easier and better, Richie, than women. Women complain that men go to jump into bed and go right to sleep, and women stay awake for a long, 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 long time. Well, if that's your problem, then there are more women that ought to be buying MyPillows, because that'll help you get to sleep, get a good night's rest. Victoria, you've got your MyPillows. And, Richie, I think you got some MyPillows, too.
I have four of them on my bed.
Four of them. All right, there you go.
Alibaba with all my pillows.
And Richie doesn't have any problem. He doesn't have any sleepless nights at all, Victoria. He jumps right into bed and gonzo. So if you would like to have something better, or maybe you're thinking this would be a good Christmas present, actually everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com you can get a great deal on right now, starting with any pillow that's at MyPillow.com. Any one of them. Go in there, look around. You can buy any single pillow at the regular price, and you get another one free. So that's where you start. And then the mattresses, mattress tops, the sheets, all of the things that go with having a good night's rest are all there, and you get a good special deal by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest, you better check out all the things that are here. The old flat, worn-out pillows, chuck those puppies, and let MyPillow change the way you go to sleep and stay asleep. Join all of us who have the MyPillows and like them, love them, try them. If you don't like them in 60 days, you send them back. It's a pretty good deal. Get right down to it. MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV for the elegant pillows, for the regular pillows, all of them. Buy one at the regular price. Get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown, the list of top 10 stories this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's my pleasure every week to be able to bring you this list. Number 10 on the list, the passing of Stan Lee. Number 9, the relationship and the ousting of Mira Ricardel in the White House. Melania Trump wanted her gone, and she's gonzo. Number 8, the choosing of two new headquarters by Amazon. Number 7, the story about George Soros from Facebook and the New York Times. Number 6, Michelle Obama's new book. Number 5, the battle for leadership in the House of Representatives and the Democratic Party. Number 4, the continuing move or push toward the migrant caravan. The Russia-Trump investigation is 3, recounts in Florida 2, and the White House suit from CNN. Number 1 this week on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and, of course, the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on BostonMarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at BostonMarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, let's get to the people list just for giggles. The top 10 people, many of these names are connected with stories that we've already talked about. Stan Lee is number 10. Number 9, Jeff Bezos. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Michelle Obama. Mark Zuckerberg is 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson tied for number 3. Jim Acosta is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. I guess special mention goes to Michael Avenatti, who got himself arrested this week.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work, man. I don't know whether I want to think it's an insult to Gloria Allred if I call him the male counterpart to Gloria.
She's obviously much better at it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. She's better at all of it. I'm betting that she's a better lawyer than he is. She's much better at knowing how to finesse the news media. This guy's just a big lug. And so he makes for an interesting conversation. Has he any other value than that? It's just he's the kind of guy that's easy not to like. I guess you can pull that around. But are there lots of people around like him? I don't know. There are a lot of people around like him, but there certainly are others who know how. I think of Chuck Schumer. Every time Chuck Schumer's never seen a camera or microphone he didn't want to grab. It's kind of like, I'm trying to remember. I think, Richie, it was you and I having a conversation about somebody who is a press hound. It may have been Schumer. And the conversation sort of followed the track of don't get in the way. If you don't want to get hurt, don't get in the way of Schumer when there's a camera.
Right, or yeah. A camera. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there are a lot of politicians who are like, a lot of people who just need that attention. They didn't get breastfed as children, whatever the reason for it.
Well, not only that, it's their main focus and main job is to raise money. And if you see a TV camera, that helps you get exposure to help you raise money. That's their main job.
More clients.
It's not running our country. It's to raise money so they can get elected again.
10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here with Dr. Premila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bring some sunshine into your life now. At 53 past the hour, it's time for us to overview the top 5 items this week from technology. The top 5 songs come along later on. From number 5 to number 1, Victoria Keelan has the list of technology hotspots this week, starting with a connection between Amazon and Apple, Victoria.
Yep, just in time for the holiday shopping season, Amazon has made a deal with Apple that will see iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches sold directly on Amazon for the first time. Now, you may say, well, wait a second, I've bought Apple products before on Amazon. That is true, but you weren't able to buy them directly from Apple, which means the prices were usually all over the place because they came from third-party sellers, and often, on Amazon, you bought a lot of counterfeit stuff from China. So, now...
I'm shocked to hear that. Wow.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that. And so they think, oh, wow, this looks like a really good deal on Amazon, and it's not an authorized Apple dealer, and lots of problems came from that, lots of counterfeit stuff. There were major lawsuits against China from Apple for counterfeiting a lot of their trademarked products and things like that. So now when you do see official Apple products on Amazon, it is legit, and starting pretty much right around now, maybe next week, it will be rolling out officially all throughout Amazon around the world. And the only thing that you will not be able to buy on Amazon, which makes sense, is Apple's HomePod, which has Siri, and that's like their biggest competition, is the Amazon Echo. So the HomePod will not be on Amazon. You will still have to buy that from an Apple store or on Apple.com. But everything else will be on Amazon.
All right. Number four this week. This is, I suppose, sort of a calming story if you're a gamer. Yeah, no, yes, yes, no.
Usually technology and calming and anxiety don't go together, but
right.
This story absolutely does. A new study has found that playing Tetris, which is the classic game of, it's basically a moving puzzle, they found that playing Tetris actually can calm anxiety. And so for the study, they had three different groups of people, or two different groups, and they were all told that they were about to be judged on their appearance while they were having to play Tetris. So the classic Tetris players, one group had to play Tetris, another group had to play a different game. So the classic Tetris, turns out, it relieved feelings of anxiety, it got people's brains into a state of flow, and so that had higher levels of positive emotions and lower levels of negative emotions. So they're thinking now that certain video games that are like Tetris, that use that part of your brain where you're solving a puzzle, that actually may be good for kids, and this is essentially where this is going to head, this research. So it will go in the direction of helping calm anxiety for kids probably while they're in school.
Number three, Volkswagen and Apple as a couple.
Yep, Volkswagen has decided to deepen its relationship with Apple with the new VW CarNet app. So now if you are an iOS user and you have a new VW, you can use Siri to lock and unlock your car. You can check your estimate mileage with fuel or how much electric charge you have left in your car, depending on which model. You can also enable alarms. You can start the car if it's a little chilly out, which it's getting to be pretty much everywhere in the country now. And so you can have your heat on. You can heat your seats. You can have your defroster on. So that way, as soon as you get in the car, you're ready to go. So it's sort of like a remote starter, but with more bells and whistles.
More bells and whistles. Here's the best way, number two, to retrieve your lost phone. All right, Kara, let's get to work on...
Did you ever do this yet? Did you make it through
we're still working on it.
Well, so of course... So a new study by cell phone insurance carrier called Assurian has revealed that one trick actually can triple your chances of getting your phone back if you lose it, and it's a pretty simple change. Assurian says by adding the text, if found, call this number, and then whatever your backup number is to a friend, spouse, family member, if you add it to your lock screen, you greatly increase the chances of getting your phone back. And how they tested this was they intentionally lost 10 phones in malls, coffee shops and restaurants around New York City, 5 with the text on the lock screen, 5 without. Within minutes, they were getting calls from the backup phone numbers of the people who found the phones that had this message on the lock screen, and the other phones that were lost went straight to voicemail, and they never found them. So that's a pretty good indication that if you have this little message that is on your lock screen when people can't get into your phone, but it's on your wallpaper, you'll get your phone back.
Aha! Number one, where is Amazon going?
Yep, this was the biggest story of the week. Amazon chose New York City and Arlington, Virginia to split their HQ2. This will be a $5 billion investment, and about 25 to 40,000 jobs will be created. So
that serves for the taxpayers. You're going to help out a lot,
yeah.
Especially in New York.
Yep.
59 past the hour. Those are the top five tech stories of the week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, Candy Cane Chocolate Cream Pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's almost official in Florida after incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson conceded his race to Governor Rick Scott.
The final results of Florida's contentious recount, which will be officially certified on Tuesday, show Republican Scott defeated Democrat Nelson by just over 10,000 votes out of 8 million cast.
I was not victorious in this race, but I still wish to strongly reaffirm the cause for which we fought.
And Nelson, a three-term senator, says he'll continue to fight for the rights of voters.
We must end all forms of voter suppression.
In a statement, Scott, who was urged by President Trump to run, says now's the time to come together. I'm Julie Walker.
Hundreds of Tijuana residents protesting thousands of Central American caravan migrants who have arrived in their city. Tensions are building as nearly 3,000 migrants have poured into Tijuana in recent days. Some residents in an affluent section of the city today waved Mexican flags, sang the Mexican national anthem, and chanted, "Out, out." Outgoing California Governor Jerry Brown says he's optimistic President Trump will support the state as it deals with raging wildfires. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation this morning, a day after he accompanied the president on a tour of the wildfire zones, Brown says it's a tragedy that just can't be described.
The devastation is at the human level, is horrific and hard to find words to describe. And economically, yes, this is going to cost tens of billions.
The death toll has been upped this evening to 77 now, with over 1,000 people still unaccounted for. Former President Trump says the Crown Prince ally, the Crown Prince of U.S. ally Saudi Arabia, has told him directly he had nothing to do with the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. More at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Britain's besieged Prime Minister Theresa May warned today that a leadership change would not make Brexit negotiations easier. This as opponents in her Conservative Party threatened to unseat her and the former Brexit secretary, suggesting that she failed to stand up to bullying from European Union officials.
What it will do is bring in a degree of uncertainty. That's uncertainty for people and their jobs. What it will do is mean that it is a risk that actually we delay the negotiations, and that's a risk that Brexit gets delayed or frustrated. I'm clear. People voted for us to leave. We will leave, and we'll leave on the 29th of March, 2019.
On this date in 1978, U.S. Representative Leo Ryan of California and four others were killed in Jonestown, Guyana by members of the People's Temple. The killings were followed by a night of mass murder and suicide by more than 900 cult members. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Vice President Mike Pence says he has had two candid conversations with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is expected to meet President Trump at a Group of 20 summit in Buenos Aires at the end of this month.
There are differences today. They begin with trade practices, with tariffs and quotas and forced technology transfers, the theft of intellectual property. But it goes beyond that to freedom of navigation in the seas and concerns about human rights.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says leaders were unable to agree in a final communique, so he says the chair of the meeting, Papua New Guinea, will issue a statement instead. Trudeau says there were differences on trade issues among several countries, including China and the U.S., which have been engaged in a tit-for-tat tariff war this year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
CNR, Shasta, Redding,
a Subaru.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Doug Steffen from the Institute for Higher Learning. I was, of course. And the Institute for Singing.
From the institution.
Yes, thank you. I just have gotten out. I'm all set, ready to go. We should have... You and I should sing the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown. Can't you do that with me?
I would. I've always wanted. That's one part of radio that I've never really done, and that is to be an accomplished jingle singer.
Uh-huh. I made up for it.
It's really funny how radio jingles are so absolutely suspension of disbelief. I mean, who are these people jumping in and going, WABC, you know, right, in the middle?
Radio Countdown.
Yeah, who talks like that? Who sings like that? And yet we accept it. It's such a silly part of radio tradition, and yet it is part of radio tradition, jingles.
It is, yeah.
You know? Right.
Well, how about we had it? Wouldn't it be nice if the government had jingles? Here's President Don Trump.
That's not far from coming with the way the government has become a reality show. I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump changed "Hail to the Chief" to something.
Hail to the Trumpster! Here he comes.
Hail to the Don. Not Hail to the Donald.
But but no, life has become one gigantic reality show. And I came to the realization the other day, as I was looking through all my old emails from the various political committees that send out pleas for help and for money, even in the recount era, you know, we got to make sure that our guy gets recounted, blah, blah, blah. There is this whole culture in American legitimate politics that appeal to people that are absolutely stupid. Because I get them. I guess they think I'm on the stupid list, or they just blast these emails out. They appeal to people who follow politics with the same mentality that some people watch soap operas and believe they're true. They, you know, Donald Trump is aggravated tonight, you know, or it appeals to the most base level of sensationalism and drama. And I realize there are millions of people in this country who are hanging on the edge of their seats on this dumb level of hysteria and sensationalism following this crap. And being manipulated by both sides.
Yeah,
I don't. It's both sides, and it's a shame.
This is my friend Uri Geller loves the word synchronicity, and our conversation is appropriate because for lots of different reasons. But I posted on my own Facebook page yesterday. I probably should put it on the DJV side too. The following from George Carlin: governments don't want an intelligent population because people who can think critically can't be ruled. They want a public just smart enough to pay taxes, listen to this, and dumb enough to keep voting and electing corrupt politicians.
It's true.
It is true.
Now it's a truth that we can't get around. We can't have everybody be above average or there'd be no such thing as math. I mean, if everybody was above average, then what's the average? I mean, you know, it's like the saying, if you elect me, everybody in this country will live above the average cost of living, you know,
right,
income. You can't do that. The human bell curve is such that there are different strokes for different folks, different levels of accomplishment and intelligence. But it would be nice if we revamped the entire system where the bar was higher and our ethics were, shall we say, more ethical. That people didn't buy into the nonsense. And I think the thing that has marked this period of time more than any I can remember is the level of artificial hysteria that has been drummed up by both the government and its players and the media. And I think that that's the key to the problem of this period we're living in. Fake hysteria.
Everything's fake. Fake. Remember when you first learned about falsies?
Yes, that came to mind.
Well, I don't know. It came to my mind. It came to your mind.
Well, you threw me a curve on that one.
Fake.
Okay. Yes, I've never been the same once I learned that.
No, it spoiled everything when you were a kid.
Ruined everything. It was almost as big a letdown as finding out there was no Santa Claus when I was 17.
What?
That's right.
What did you just say?
Did I? Oh, my gosh, this is a family show. I've just gone and ruined a lot of children's lives.
The Easter Bunny, you'll be talking about him next.
No way, that's sacred.
Or her.
Or it.
Huh?
I've always wondered, I have to be honest with you, I've always wondered, what's the relationship between the Easter Bunny and eggs? I've never figured that one out. When I was a kid, I used to wonder, do bunnies lay eggs? And I never quite understood the connection.
You know what it is? The farmer in me will explain for you right now, all right?
Okay.
Doug Steffen, American family farmer. The little pellets, the little poop that comes out of the rabbit looks like eggs. They're smaller than eggs, but their poop looks just like an egg. It's a pellet. All right?
Then why don't we just create brightly colored pellets and be honest with children?
We probably should get to the list.
I think we've gone way don't you wish this wasn't live and that we could just go back and do it over?
No, not at all. No. All right, the charts for the week of November 12th to the 16th. Michael Harris and the folks at Talkers Magazine are the ones responsible for doing the research, listening to the great talk radio programs and stations around the country. for the top 10 stories and top 10 people. Have at it, Michael.
Okay, at number 10, we have the death of Marvel's comic legend Stan Lee, and we have National Football League action at 10. At number 9, Melania ousts Ricardel and the Avenatti domestic assault arrest. At number 8, the Amazon headquarters. At number 7, the New York Times Facebook story, and it's tied with those terrible California wildfires. At number 6, the release of Michelle Obama's book. At number 5, the House Democratic leadership battle. At number 4, the migrant caravan and illegal immigration. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the Florida recounts and Trump's voter fraud allegations. And number 1, the CNN White House lawsuit. On our people survey, we have Stan Lee at 10, number 9, a tie between Jeff Bezos and Michael Avenatti. At number 8, Melania Trump and Mira Ricardel. At number 7, Michelle Obama. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Robert Mueller and Matthew Whitaker. At number 3, Rick Scott and Bill Nelson. At number 2, Jim Acosta. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump.
All right, we'll dig around in the story department with Michael Harrison in a matter of moments here on the countdown. Right now, I want to help you lose weight going into the holiday season. You're conscious already of how you look. Maybe you've had an interesting fall. You haven't been working out as much. You haven't been conscious about what you've been eating. And so now you already are against it. You're up against the wall because you've gained weight. And here comes Thanksgiving. Then come the Christmas and holiday parties. Then comes Christmas. Then comes New Year's. And you're going to be a big fat tubby by the time this is all over if you don't take some precautionary steps that involve you going online to toploss.com for the healthiest way. And it's not me who's saying this, although I've used the program and I find it to be a very beneficial way for you to lose weight and keep your weight where you want it. Healthy choice for weight loss number one in the list is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Been around for 30 years, proven to promote healthy body image, healthy body muscle, weight loss that continues. Once you get on the program, stay on it for 3 or 4 months, you'll maintain the weight that you want once you get there. You're not going to have success overnight. It just won't, because anything that's good isn't going to happen overnight. Yeah, you can go to the lipo, get all the fat sucked out of your belly, and then 2 months later it comes back again. That's not how it works with Calitren. With Calitren, the number one ingredient is protein, the protein in collagen, which is why you build the muscle, lose the fat, and lose the weight. Okay, you want to stimulate your body the right way to produce more collagen and keep your body where it is, then you want Calitren, and you get it at toploss.com. Use the DJV code, you'll get 10% off on all of the merchandise you buy, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get the 4th one free. Be sure to check the box for DJV to have the special deal and lose the weight. Get Calitren at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitren. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitren. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitren has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitren, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitren is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
All right, let's get to the number one story for a moment here. The idea that CNN can sue the White House. Jim Acosta, number two on the people list this week. The suit's number one. I don't know who they're suing, do you? Who's getting sued, and what's the basis for the suit?
I think they're suing Trump, and I think they're suing...
Personally.
I think they're suing him and some of his associates. The basis of the suit is that it's a major infringement on First Amendment rights and freedom of the press.
Really?
And,
are you buying that, or do you... Trump says, He said, I could throw you all out. You don't have a right to be here unless I want you to be here. I could see him doing that, too, can't you?
No.
I could see him closing the room.
If he closed the room, I could see him doing it.
Yeah.
I could see him doing it, but if he did it, I think that it would be a terrible step toward fascism. I think it would be a terrible, terrible display of presidential power, and it would be a terrible, terrible sign of the times. In other words, there are certain things within our system that have proven to be really part of what it is to be fundamentally American. And the First Amendment is not to be messed with. So my natural instinct is to take the side of CNN and the press, regardless of who the president is and what the... My main purpose in being in the marketplace of ideas is the First Amendment and freedom of the press, mm-hmm. freedom of the media. And this is worth, after the break, you and I talking about further.
We'll do that. 21 after the hour. By the way, listener Matthew Johnson says the reason eggs are used is it's a fertility symbol, the eggs for Easter.
Oh.
All right. Fix that right up. Huh. 21 past the hour.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We'll be right back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 and change after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, actually, with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. The continuation of the focus on freedom of the press. There are a couple of different amendments that come into play here. I wasn't saying that I approved of the thought that, Trump would do it. I was just saying that Trump, I could see Trump doing it, pulling a stunt like that. Just close the door and lock it. Don't let him in.
Well, he started that by taking away the guy's press credentials for his questions. Mm-hmm. You see, if somebody comes and disrupts the place physically, then, of course, you know, we're dealing with the decorum, we're dealing with the rights of other reporters, we're dealing with it. But Acosta was just guilty, if he's guilty at all, of being really, really pushy. Really make Trump uncomfortable. And Trump needs to learn how to deal with these kinds of situations without just bringing out a hammer and hitting a guy over the head. What Trump doesn't get, in a way maybe he does get it, but he doesn't use it right, is that he is individually the most concentrated unit of power in the world, or at least in our world, and that there's a thing called symmetry when you're in battle. That if one army or one player is so much stronger than the other, there has to be some type of an equalizing factor, or it seems unfair, and it goes against public relations. This is in warfare. This is in everything. If your response is not suitable to the attack that you're facing, you wind up being guilty. And Trump doesn't seem to realize that he is so powerful that he has to learn a certain level of diplomacy in dealing with people that tick him off. And he doesn't get that. And that's what this is really about. He could have handled Acosta better, but he responds at the press conferences not only shutting people down, but insulting them on a level that is not fitting the President of the United States at a press conference. You should see press conferences and these type of encounters in other countries like England and other Western countries. Wow. I'm not talking about. They're wild. The American press, if anything, is too deferential to power. I think it's crazy. These people are dangerous, and the press is there to keep them in check.
Well, but do they do it in a fair and square way? The press is there to keep in check according to whom? Whose values does the press represent? Is everybody there in the press room?
If you start to take the side, if you start to sympathize with the people in power over the reporters, you're heading down a real bad slippery slope. I'm telling you.
I'm asking the question.
Yeah, but I mean, when I say you, I mean the general you.
I get it. Yeah.
In the short term, oh yeah, Acosta was being rude, or oh yeah, he wouldn't see the floor.
He's out for himself.
But to say, I don't like your questions, I don't like your conduct, your pass is revoked. To bring into the game that the president can get rid of you if he doesn't like your questions is the key to the issue, not whether Acosta was too aggressive or.
Do you think he actually thinks consciously about his decisions like that? You think Trump actually goes through a thought process, or it's just, okay, run, next?
I think he goes through the wrong thought. I think he's very thought out. I think he's extremely thought out, and it's the wrong thought process for a president. Mm-hmm. It's a great thought process for a mob boss. It's a great thought process for a mogul. But it's a bad thought process for the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the mind and the mouth of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com, along with a list of the stories and the people every week. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Your access is always granted here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here reviewing the hot stories. Every once in a while, we get off of the beaten path just a little bit. And because I think that this may make it into the top 10 next week, depending what happens, this is over the weekend of the 16th, 17th, 18th of November. People will listen to this program. And it appears that Julian Assange may have found a banana to slip on, or a banana peel. Apparently the Department of Justice is trying to get him. I guess my question would be, why, after all this time, what is so what? Why do we spend all this time and money? Do you ever think about that when you write your check to the IRS, Michael? What are they going to do? How are they going to waste my money? And in my mind, this is the kind of thing, and I think we could go through a couple of different things in the story column today of money being wasted. I think that that whole business of the investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation, going on for months and months and months and months, complete waste of money. I don't want my money being spent that way, but we don't have the ability to stop how people decide to use our money. In this case, what do you think about Julian Assange and whether or not he ought to be brought back here to trying to extradite him?
Well, I don't know the answer to the question, but I do know in you know, because I'm not totally sure of the legal issues involved in what he did. But if the government believes that somebody was engaged in espionage or treason or revealing information that would help the enemies of the country, I can understand why it would mount a never-ending effort to bring that person to justice and to get them. I don't know whether or not we can have a legal system. And I'm talking now generally. I'm not talking specifically about the merits of Assange's case. But I don't know if we could have a system where, all right, the guy's got away. Let's not waste any money on it. What's a bank robbery from 3 years ago? Let's close the case. I don't know if it works that way. And that's basically what you're suggesting.
I'm saying after
subjective.
A while, I don't know that he was all, what he did was all that serious. In my own view, it's kind of like the woman who was a man, she was charged with leaking stuff to Snowden that he made public. I forget what her name is. They let her out of jail recently. What the heck was her name? Not important. Manning, that's it, right. Yeah. So I maintain, and I still maintain about Snowden, that he did us a favor, that we needed to know the stuff, and it just embarrassed a lot of people, and they can use the muscle of the government to go chase him around. I don't know whether that's true with Assange, because the charges against him have been so confusing. You know, did he rape a girl? What are they going after?
Perhaps that should come out in court. But as long as he is a subject of an investigation and he's been indicted or found to be suspicious, of some type of a crime of a high treason crime of espionage, I think that they certainly should follow through. Then I think he should get a fair trial, and it should all come out. Whether that'll happen or not is another issue. But, it's all part of, are we a nation or are we not? And how do we handle secrets in the digital age? What do we do with a WikiLeaks? Where is that boundary?
That constitutes news, doesn't it? What he did, doesn't that constitute news and the public has a right to know? You were talking about the First Amendment earlier.
I think it does. I think these are issues of the First Amendment in the digital era. And I've told you many times that I believe that one of the biggest problems facing society going forward in this era is the loss of privacy. Even the government can't maintain privacy. Even the government can't maintain that thing called top secret. We can't maintain our borders and we can't maintain our secrets. This is a broader issue than just reacting to it with force. This is something that requires some deep thinking and reevaluation of how we go forward in this new era, because you can't put the genie back in the bottle. This is not going to change. It's going to get more and more profound how little privacy anybody has, from you and me to the President of the United States, to our government secrets, to the systems that can easily be hacked, and the constant battle for cyber information between nations, between companies. This is the major issue of our time, with dirty water and the fact that the average person is on the verge of a nervous breakdown because of the stress of never getting away from work.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. And it's because of social media, in part or in full, the technology of the devices and the social media, that's part of the connective tissue.
Yes.
Excuse me, of our society. Now, so let's go one step further. The number 7 item on the story list this week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, focuses on Facebook.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And Zuckerberg says, after reading the New York Times report that is the subject of the number 7 issue here, that he didn't know that this the connection with Soros and whether he bought Time. And he says he only learned about it earlier in the week. But the woman who runs, is the COO of Facebook, said the report was simply untrue. Well, it appeared on Facebook. Fake news. What is it? What do we call that stuff? And they, the Republican PR firm that bought the space to do the job on George Soros. I mean, there's plenty of dirt on Soros. You can, you know, you can have your fun with him if you want to, but here we are back again. What's news? What isn't? What's true?
Well, Facebook,
what can you buy?
Facebook is a behemoth. Facebook is a giant, you know, it's King Kong. It's a monster. It's set loose on the city. It has all kinds of wonderful aspects to it, but it's dangerous as hell. It's unregulated. It's unaccountable. It operates in mystery. It has its own culture. Most of its customers are addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is part of that dangerous syndrome I've been talking about the loss of privacy and the vulnerability to be manipulated psychologically and informationally.
Vulnerability. What a great word that is.
We're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And we trade.
We make our choices. Didn't we choose to be vulnerable?
We choose to be vulnerable based upon the fact that the conveniences of modern society will be denied to us if we don't make ourselves vulnerable.
Right.
We will no longer be able to function in this society if we don't hand over a certain amount of individuality and protection. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything about today's society is trusting people that you don't know, and everything else about our society is you can't trust anybody because there seems to be no universally accepted principles and ethics anymore. So yeah, we're all vulnerable, and all this business about, you know, well, take this and do that and whatever to protect your identity, and you can't do anything to protect your identity anymore. That is like, you know, putting your finger in the hole of the dam. It's just not possible. We're all vulnerable. We're exposed. We're videotaped. We're recorded. We're surveyed, and we do it willingly because the conveniences that come with playing the games of our lives, whether it's business or personal, in this new society, we can't live without it. This is a major turning point in the history of the human race. And that's what's really going on right now.
That's pretty profound.
I believe it. I believe
it. I know
it.
You do.
We're rewiring our nervous system. And if you rewire our nervous system, back to a word you said before, you said connectivity, the connective tissue. We're going from being connected to being entangled. We're not even connected. We are merging into one pulsating hive of consciousness, and in each other's face, in each other's brains, in each other's lives, on a level that you can't escape, and we've never faced that before in recorded human history.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think it's very true. All of what you've said I would agree with. In a moment, we'll address the number five person on the people list. My bet, well, I'm not sure I'll make a bet out of this, but I'm going to suggest that perhaps next week, instead of Nancy Pelosi being in that list of the top 10 people being discussed, it could be Marcia Fudge. We'll tell you why and talk about it in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug and Michael with a focus now about how important it is for you to get proper nutrition every single day. Expensive buying all those organic fruits and vegetables, right? You want to do the right thing. You want to follow your doctor's orders or instructions or suggestions to eat all those fruits and vegetables every day, but you probably don't because you probably can't. It's so easy now. Along comes Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which delivers on the promise of giving you not only five servings of fruits and vegetables, but 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every single capsule and every teaspoon of the powder that comes. If you decide to get it in the powdered form or in the capsule, you get it. You do great things to enhance your immune system. This time of year, that's so important. All year long, it's important, but more now because of the colds and the flu. You want to have a strong immune system, and you get it by putting all of these great fruits and vegetables that are organic. No pollution, no bad stuff, no animal byproducts, nothing, no additives of any kind. It's all pure organic fruit and vegetables in Texas Superfood Complete Organic, which you get by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Order your Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You'll get a you'll not only get the capsules, but you'll also get the powdered probiotics that you take with them in your smoothie or however you put this stuff into your body. Fabulous things. Check out all of the nutritional products. Order Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Multiple myeloma is a type of blood cancer that is largely asymptomatic until serious health issues develop.
Now, we don't need to tell patients that, you know, you probably have myeloma, but we're going to wait till you get kidney failure or bone destruction before we start therapy.
Dr. Vincent Rajkumar was part of a large group of physicians and scientists who developed a new diagnostic criteria for the disease.
It's a paradigm shift in myeloma. We are now willing to treat myeloma before symptoms happen. And that's a very big thing because we haven't done that for decades. We've not treated myeloma like that. And so this is a big deal.
Now, a lot of work and research remains, but Dr. Rajkumar says starting treatment earlier, before damage happens, should have a big impact on quality of life, may improve overall survival, and could pave the way to a possible cure. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Countdown of the people in the focus of conversation for the week of November 12th to the 16th. Thanks to the folks doing the research. At number 10, Stan Lee. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Michelle Obama. Mark Zuckerberg is at number 6. Nancy Pelosi occupies the number 5 spot, for this week anyway. Robert Mueller, number 4. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson battling it out in Florida. for the Senate, the governor's, no, it was the Senate seat there. And that's number three. Jim Acosta and the CNN suit, number two. And number one, Donald Trump, always number one. It's one of those things, well, usually the president's number one, but with Trump, you can almost be assured that he'll be in the number one position. So that's the list of the top people as a result of the work, the fabulous work done by all the staffers checking out News Talk Radio programs and hosts at Talkers Magazine. All right, so Nancy Pelosi, Michael, is number five this week on the people list.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested that Marsha Fudge may replace her on the list because she may replace her, in fact, for House Speaker. There is a lot of unrest around Nancy Pelosi and whether or not she gets to be the Speaker of the House. A lot of people don't think she ought to be there. What do you think?
I think that you're right. A lot of people don't think she ought to be there. I personally don't care.
Okay. So let's talk about...
in other words, it doesn't. I don't have a horse in that race. I follow it.
Okay.
If it's Fudge, it'll be Fudge. If it's Pelosi, it's Pelosi. Either way, the world will keep spinning and we'll move on.
MH interview at mhinterview.com this week. You interview one of the most interesting characters
that's
been on the radio for a long time, John Melendez. So if people don't know that name, please help us understand who John
was. He was Stuttering John for 15 years with Howard Stern, the guy that went out and asked celebrities very embarrassing personal questions about bodily functions and all kinds of things.
Does he really stutter?
Yeah, he is a stutterer. Then he wound up getting a job as the announcer and a writer on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He did that for 10 years. He didn't stutter when he announced because it's a, you know, tonight on the Tonight Show with Jay. It's a performance that goes through a different circuit in the brain than just talking.
Yeah. Right.
And now he has a book out and he does different. He's an interesting guy. It's mhinterview.com. Stuttering John is my guest and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. But I think you get who doesn't remember the days when he was on the street for Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
What's their relationship now?
Bad relationship.
Really?
Stern won't let him in. He says very bad things about Stern in the interview. He says very good things about Leno. Yeah, it's good gossip. Check it out.
Huh. All right, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, this week's Talk Radio Top 10. And now we have the pleasure of having Professor, yes, the esteemed Professor. Professor, remember Professor Rich Corey? Do you remember him?
Erwin Corey, the world's foremost expert.
Right.
He was wonderful.
Oh, he was fabulous. Absolutely great stuff. All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman is just like Professor Corey. He's got his tails on, ready to work, ready to go. The recounts in Florida. How can this fiasco be legal? I was talking earlier about, I've been going back and forth to Palm Beach County pretty much all of my adult life, started in the 60s. I remember working there in the 80s. I remember voting there over several periods of time. The mess that they have now has been a mess there for decades. And it's the same people who are the culprits. How in the hell do they get away with this, legally or any other way?
You know, frankly, I'm a little bit baffled myself because there's nothing new about the kind of problems that they're having. And then you have in the recounts, a couple of counties just not even recounting, just submitting the same data. I truly am baffled because you would think the public would demand it. You would think there would be some lawsuits, even for an old kind of lawsuit that you never even hear anymore, which is a writ of mandamus. You would love this, Doug, because what it is, it's a complaint that any citizen can make for a public servant to do their job. And there's no excuse for the kind of irregularities that have and vulnerabilities that continue to go on in, as you say, often the same parts of Florida.
It's Palm Beach County and Broward County.
Those
two counties. Yeah.
Continually. Someone there has got to have, you know, go back to Wizard of Oz, a little bit of a brain.
Right.
I don't know.
A little bit of a brain. That's the underscore. Okay. Let's get to the situation with the New York Times and George Soros story from Facebook. Can he sue Facebook? Are they trying to run and hide, or what happens under the claims that were in the claim is from the New York Times article, in case you haven't heard it, that some Republican operative paid to dump on Soros. I think that's, if you get to the bottom line, that's it, right?
Yeah, essentially. Well, you know, whether they're right or not, you go back to the seminal case, which is New York Times versus Sullivan, and this had to do, it came out of the civil rights era, in which the New York Times actually was even an advertisement to raise money for Dr. Martin Luther King, and there were some minor irregularities in mentioning about some horrible things being done by some of the police in Alabama. And one individual wasn't even by name, but he was a city councilman, sued, and with a home court got a huge judgment against the Times for that mistake under defamation. The Supreme Court of Alabama upheld it, but then it went to the United States Supreme Court, and they changed the law unanimously and said, we need a free press. We certainly need it now, and that the media, the press, will only be held responsible if they purposely lie or have a reckless disregard for the truth, and those standards are high to meet. So we'll see what happens, if there will be a suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up, everybody's favorite punching bag, Mr. Avenatti, gets himself into the slammer. Here's a guy who is, he reminds me of a few politicians I know. You never want to get in the way of him if there's a camera around, because he'll knock you over. So he gets his just desserts, some people think. So what happened? What did he get arrested for, and what happens now to a guy like this?
He got arrested for domestic abuse, and he's out on bail. He claims that this is all set up. I mean, who knows at this
By whom?
At this point. Anything is possible, but if indeed he is found to be guilty of domestic abuse, he also will be found in the public's eye to have been lying to them, and I think it could probably be the end of his career. On the other hand, if he can show that these were, no puns intended, trumped-up charges, he would be in even a stronger position. So we shall see.
Yeah. And the wildfires in California, legal suits against PG&E for not doing what they were told to do on any number of occasions. Last year's fire, this year's fire, the state of California because they refused to clean up the old brush that is the fuel for the fire. What do we do about that?
They'll have to find a true causation and causability and link in there, and that's the only way they'll be successful.
Michael, oh no, Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Roger Rockstrom. Northern California authorities say about 1,000 names remain on a list of people unaccounted for after a deadly wildfire about 180 miles northeast of San Francisco. 77 are known dead. Meanwhile, California utilities are facing severe financial pressures from the possibility their equipment sparked the catastrophic fires.
The pressure comes even though Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation in September giving utilities some relief beginning next year. The law made it easier for utilities to pass along costs from fire-related damages to consumers and also avoid possible bankruptcy from a series of major fires that occurred during the 2017 fire season. But there was a gap in the law. No damages specific to 2018 were included, so utilities face a higher bar to bill customers to cover those costs. This year already supplanted 2017 as the most destructive in California's recorded history. Jeremy House reporting.
Fuel prices continue to drop. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's perfect timing right before the Thanksgiving holiday.
We have another 12-cent decline over 2 weeks to the average price of $2.72 for regular. And this is now a 25-cent drop over 6 weeks. Also, this is the lowest price since March 23 this year.
Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey said Sunday that falling crude oil prices are the main reason for the decrease. Hundreds of Tijuana residents congregating around a monument in an affluent section of the city today just south of the California border to protest the thousands of Central American migrants who've inundated their city in hopes of crossing the border into the U.S. Tensions are building as nearly 3,000 migrants from the caravan are already there, more expected as the days continue after they've been on the road for a month. Many more are coming to seek asylum. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved, and here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
Tensions between the U.S. and China played out at the close of a meeting of world leaders in Papua New Guinea.
The 21 nations at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit concluded business without a customary communique upon its final adjournment. The two-day conference struggled to bridge differences on the governing role of the World Trade Organization. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says, in his words, the entire world is worried about tensions between China and the U.S. George Manzani reporting.
Landslides due to rains from a tropical storm that have killed 13 people, left four others missing in south-central Vietnam. A disaster official says the landslides from heavy rains triggered by Tropical Storm Toraji collapsed several houses and buried the victims in some villages in the resort city of Nha Trang on Sunday. Vietnam is susceptible to lots of landslides that kill hundreds every year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Republicans in the Senate expect more of President Trump's judicial nominees to be confirmed, even during the lame duck session of Congress.
Just in the next 2 months, we're going to be confirming several more judges to our courts of appeals and to the district courts. I know Senator McConnell has made a commitment that we're not going to leave any judges behind over these next 2 months.
Talking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Arkansas Governor Senator Tom Cotton says they're committed to clearing the backlog of names.
They've been pending, waiting for a vote, votes that should have come months ago. If it weren't for unprecedented Democratic obstruction, they would have already been confirmed. In fact, the president just nominated this week Naomi Rao to replace Brett Kavanaugh on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. I think we'll be able to confirm her.
Joey Logano is a NASCAR champion after winning the season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway, grabbing his first Cup championship. Martin Truex Jr. finished second, followed by Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review on the air. Charts for the week of November the 12th to the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. Everybody give me a big round of applause. You ready?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Huge round of applause.
Come on.
Golf clap.
Yeah.
Golf clap.
Okay. Let's see who's on the team of conversationalists focused on the big issues, the stories of the week, the people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as well as Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, a veteran of a conversational, components. He's a conversational component person.
Like a Lego.
Yes, right. He's
like
put them together. Yes. He's responsible for the lineup at Radio America, the originating network of my program. So let's go through the stories. Number 10 this week, the death of Stan Lee. Thought that was pretty interesting, the way people thought it was Spike Lee instead of Stan Lee.
No.
So it was a
Big. They did, yeah. There was a newspaper in New Zealand.
That was just you, Dougie. Come on.
No, it wasn't. There was a newspaper in New Zealand that had to retract an entire story because they told Stan Lee's life, but they said Spike Lee every time instead of Stan Lee.
I stayed at a hotel in Los Angeles last weekend, and Sunday morning I was downstairs having breakfast, and this guy came out of the kitchen, and he said, "Did you hear that Spike Lee died?" And everybody, "Whoa, what's this?" Yeah, so anyway. Number nine... What? This
unbelievable. guy works his whole life, builds a universe of characters, and you mistake him for Spike Lee.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, number nine, Melania and her, the ousting of, wouldn't you say that lady that got booted was ousted?
Yeah. She made a public statement to get her, out of the White House, although she was just reassigned. She wasn't.
Really?
She wasn't fired.
Oh, she's not fired. Oh, okay. No. I didn't know that.
She was. Okay, number eight, the headquarters announcement by Amazon going to New York and Washington.
About 5 minutes from where I'm sitting.
Yep, right over on the other side.
Hello, traffic.
Crystal City. I was trying to remember where there was a place big enough in Crystal City. I thought that was pretty much all covered ground at this point.
It is. Yeah, they will have to knock down and build new buildings or rebuild or refurbish existing buildings.
Yeah.
There is not 10 foot of space in Crystal City.
No, I didn't think there was either. Right.
You can't put a park bench in Crystal City.
No. And move around.
And they're renaming it.
Yeah, they are?
Yeah, they're going to call it National Landing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, when you come into National Airport, you see it when you're landing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty.
Do they get a heliport, too? Because the one in New York gets a heliport.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Crystal City's a good location. Stone.
I mean, you can throw a rock over the river into D.C.
Right. And you also throw a rock over to the airport.
Yes, you can.
So that's why they call it Crystal City Route. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow. You're pretty smart.
All right. Let's see. Oh, and the New York side of it is pretty outrageous when it comes to, the taxpayers are going to get it in the chin no matter where this thing is built.
Hey, stop with that.
What?
Stop with that. I love it when governments invest in business. Right. Yes, you're going to put the $10 billion up, but over the course of the 20 or 30 years, you're going to make that tenfold.
Yeah.
It's just
New York, yeah, New York, Rich is right. In New York, they're saying that it's not actually costing them a dime and that for every dollar they invest, they get nine back.
All right, so Richie just said something, Victoria, that may be the reason for my attitude. When they use the money to build sports stadiums, that eats at me.
Come down to Chinatown in D.C. and look at the rejuvenated part of the city that used to be a crack-infested neighborhood with blown-out window buildings. It was
I think those are cool. They add character and color to the city.
Right.
Right. A lot
and
of
danger. A sense of danger.
And that portion of the city is hugely popular and makes a lot of money.
Well, where they put the basketball... Where the arena is, right? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Well, look what the Barclays Center did for Brooklyn. No one wanted to live in that part of Brooklyn, and that is so gentrified now, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That was courtesy of Ellen Ratner's family, her brother Bruce, and that bunch. We made a lot of money doing that, too, buying up old, dusty buildings and building them back up again. God love them.
Billionaire slumlords.
Yep. Number seven on the list, the New York Times Facebook story. I don't know that I paid much attention to that this week. Facebook is always in the news because of, didn't we have somebody on the program this week from Facebook?
Is that the Facebook story that Mark Zuckerberg said he didn't know that they had hired a Republican firm to smear George Soros? Is that I think the New York Times uncovered that, and Mark Zuckerberg said he wasn't aware that they did that or something, something about George Soros.
There's always that on both sides, back and forth. Facebook has become trying to maintain its place in society because a lot of folks think Instagram is better to use as being a connective tissue. But Facebook is always now getting involved, lots of different things. They're selling. Facebook is for sale, not the entity, but whatever is going on there. You can use Facebook any way you want to. They can say what they want about their policing this and watching that. It's too big. And there's too much money to be made by doing it the right way, frankly. All right, Michelle Obama's book, number six, she's all over the place doing interviews about that. I thought it was nice. She said something about her two daughters benefiting from the tutelage they got from the Bush sisters and from Chelsea Clinton. I think that's really pretty special, actually. I thought it was cool. House leadership battle in the Democratic. Did anybody decide? Is this anybody? Is Pelosi in or out? Is anybody? What's the
scoop?
We don't
know yet.
She thinks she's in.
Still.
Yeah.
She
well, I don't know if she does. She's claiming there's some letter that's floating around. Problem is, you had a lot of Democrats in Midwestern states that said, because Republicans were saying a vote for you is a vote for Nancy Pelosi. And many Democrats said, no, 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 I'm not going to vote for Nancy Pelosi. She's
24.
Not representing me. And yeah. So now those 24 Democrats, it's exactly who Nancy Pelosi needs to become Speaker of the House. And it's not clear whether these guys are going to renege on their promise to their voters and support Nancy Pelosi, or if they're going to make a stand, take a stand against her.
So
she'll be speaker again. Come on.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that Trump is really wants her to be speaker.
He wants
yeah.
her. Yeah.
Oh, my
Republicans
goodness, yeah.
have even said their caucus will back her as speaker if she just agrees to the keeping the rules the same.
Because she is such a great Republican punching bag. I mean, she is. Remember the clowns you used to get as a kid, and they had the sand in the bottom. You punch them and come back up. For Republicans, right. That's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
They love to just...
That's really too bad, because it would be really nice if they said, well, we can work with her, and that's why we want her. So that's really... That's horrible if that's the reason that they're endorsing
her. Well, I think Trump thinks that. I think the Republican base, she's the punching bag. But I think Trump thinks, I can get stuff done with her.
He knows Chuck and Nancy, right.
Right.
And the truth is that as much as I am not a fan of Nancy Pelosi and her policies, when you consider some of the other far, 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 far left... I can't believe I'm saying that she's seeming more moderate these days, but when you consider some of the new class that's going in there, it's Nancy might be the one to be able to deliver on the votes that it takes to do anything bipartisan. So I think you're right. I think Trump genuinely sees Chuck and Nancy as people he can work with, even though he's had very public confrontations with both of them.
They can get an infrastructure deal done. That's
sure.
the one thing they can absolutely get
done. They should be able
done.
To do infrastructure and prison reform, which is what's already going to go through now. So, yeah, I think there's potential.
All right, more from the list, and then we'll go back through the people list and get into some of the nitty-gritty conversationally of what went on according to the surveys from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Their overview of the top stories, top people on News Talk Radio this week. The subject matter of the Talk Radio Review, 16 past the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
There are two lists that come from Talkers every week, the top stories and then the people that are being discussed. We're on the story list. The California wildfires making it into the top 10. The situation there affecting not just the state of California, but pretty much the whole country because of the smoke floating around in the jet stream. And then the numbers, Jennifer, they just keep going up and up and up and up. And I don't think there's a definitive number yet associated with those people who have lost their lives or how many homes have been destroyed, because the fires are actually still burning, aren't they?
There are multiple fires in the state of California right now, but the two that have gotten the most attention are the Camp Fire and the Woolsey Fire. The Camp Fire is it's beyond anybody's imagination, or it's beyond belief, really. The Camp Fire started over a week ago and has grown to have killed 63 people. It's burned over 138,000 acres, and it is still going. The containment is there. It's increasing, but this is a slow fight for firefighters. The story, though, aside from the 63 people who lost their life in this fire, is that there are 631 names on a list of people who are missing or not known to authorities. So this death count, the death toll is going to continue to rise in the Camp Fire.
So answer this. Of those people, 631, many of them don't even know they're on the list and are just haven't
checked
in.
That's true.
Who assembles this list, and how do they get the people? Are like,
it's people calling 911, I think.
It's people calling tip lines saying, I can't find so-and-so.
Okay.
I heard a story about a guy who can't find his mother, who has dementia, didn't know his phone number, and so she could very well be alive, but they can't connect.
Okay. So it's actual people reporting other people missing.
Yes. These are relatives that are doing that. They're using DNA and the National Guard to try to help to quickly identify the bodies that they are finding in these devastated neighborhoods, entire cities that are just wiped off the map. This past week, Governor Brown and Ryan Zinke from the Interior and Brock Long from FEMA toured the area. Ryan Zinke's from Montana. They get fires all the time. He said this is the worst devastation he's ever seen in Paradise. So a lot of talk will be about what caused this fire. Most likely it'll be the power lines from PG&E, and also fire or city officials in that area decided not to evacuate people right away. That decision no doubt caused a lot of lost life, and so there will be an ongoing debate as to how to handle all of this. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is becoming more and more under control, and the weather has changed for the better. The winds have stopped. There's rain expected in the forecast in the next few days, and that will help firefighters put this one out completely. Three people died so far in the Woolsey Fire, and the devastation there is just under 100,000 acres, I think around 98,000 acres. So just two very destructive fires causing a lot of air quality issues.
About clearing brush. Or are they still going to try and...
It's environmentally protected.
That and the wires, the frayed wires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys...
Infrastructure,
they've got to have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So avoidable.
21 past the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Rich, and Doug on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the Talk Radio Roundup continues with Rich, Victoria, Doug, and a focus on the migrant caravan and immigration issues in general. Number four this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the buses of these people, the caravan going through up from Central America into Central Texas. Actually, there are a few of these buses that reached the U.S. border near Tijuana this week. The gymnasium there in the high school been converted to a shelter. Migrants are dealing with the reality of being on the Mexican side of the border, looking over into America and not being able to go there. And I hope that they are not able to go there unless they can prove that people like that we give asylum to have to prove that there is a danger for them. And I'm betting a lot of these people can prove that back at home, but it's going to be hard. I mean, they can claim it, and it probably is legitimate, but how do they prove it? The inspectors at the main crossing into San Diego processed about 100 asylum claims this past week. How long is it going to take? Weeks, maybe months, to process all these people in this caravan? He came up from Honduras.
So you do your paperwork, and then you just hang out at the border? Is that what happens?
On the Mexican side, yeah.
Yeah.
And upscale Tijuanans, I didn't know there was such a thing, are really kind of fighting back against these people, saying, we don't want you here. There was a protest.
They're making a mess out of them.
Yeah.
Everything's a mess there.
So the people in Tijuana do not want them there. One of the interesting things I heard this week is that apparently, because of Trump saying we are going to get rid of people who are the parents of the Dreamers and you're going to be deported, that Canada is seeing a rise of people coming in over the border there legally and illegally asking for asylum
from
Canada, from the United States.
Really?
And these are a lot of times U.S. citizens. So people who have come here, gotten their citizenship, are afraid they're going to lose their citizenship, so they're going to Canada now because Trudeau said, yeah, come here, we'll let you in. So
well, if you think about it, if you don't know where you're going to be sent back to, and if you know you don't want to be sent back to wherever you came from, then it makes sense, and Canada's a lovely place. So
I know my wife.
As long as you're not more than 100 miles above the border to keep going.
In Vancouver, it's nice.
Yeah, Vancouver's very nice.
But I know
Toronto
my wife's nieces nice and cousins and stuff like that, several of them have gone to Canada because it's just easier, they said. They said they tried to get in, a citizen or a green card or a visa into the States, and they can only get a short-term thing, and then they have to leave. But then they try Canada, and, welcome to Canada.
80% of the people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. That's where all the industry is. That's where all the work is. And then to kind of backflow into what's going on in Tijuana, there are a lot of big factories in Tijuana where workers come across the border from America to work in these plants. And apparently they're not getting as many workers because of the unemployment realities in America. More people have jobs, so there are fewer coming over to Mexico. They pay a lot less, but at least there are jobs. So apparently several thousand of these Haitian migrants who have been turned away at the border, found jobs there. This is the first wave. The Haitians were the first one before these people came up from Honduras. And there are 2,000 or 3,000 Haitians that are working
in
these factories there.
Haitians?
Say what, Rich?
Haitians?
Haitians, yeah.
I'm confused.
Haitians.
As in, like, from Haiti?
From
confused.
Haiti.
No,
I just said that I was comparing them to the Hondurans who are there now,
yeah,
but the Haitians did the same kind of. People forget after the earthquake, And whatever happened to
the migrants, okay. Okay. He's talking about earlier. Okay.
I got confused. Right. Yeah. It sounded they like went, Haitians got jobs in Tijuana. That's what it sounded like.
But they got them a couple of years ago when they tried the same stunt that the Hondurans are doing, and they couldn't get across the border into America, so they stayed, and now they're working in these factories in Tijuana.
Got it.
Do I make it clear? Is that okay?
Got it. Probably. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Rich.
I'm glad I'm not alone, Rich.
Thank you, Victoria. There it is. Welcome to Chinese Radio. It's 28 past the hour. One of the great things about going to the Calitran website is looking at all the people who've been so successful. Here's Sonny. Since taking Calitran, my arthritis pain has literally disappeared. So let's talk about other benefits of using Calitran besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. But when you take Calitran at night, that collagen protein is broken down into glycine, and that helps you sleep more soundly at night. Your body also utilizes collagen in your joints, so it's great for joint pain and even arthritis. So it really is a great supplement. You know, I've had people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. Collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most.
TopLoss.com for Calitran. 10% off everything that you buy. Plus, if you're buying more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Available at TopLoss.com using the code DJV.
This important national health care update is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. How much would you pay to hear better? The answer is almost anything, especially if we guarantee your satisfaction. So in other words, we help you hear better or pay us nothing. Hearing Help Express has helped almost 1 million people hear the sounds they've been missing over the years. And right now, we want to help another 1 million people hear better. And with our free hearing consultation, we'll help you find the right device that helps you the best. If you're ready to start hearing again, call now and ask about our hearing guarantee, our free home trial offer, and free delivery. Yes, we even ship right to your door for free, and no tests or store visits are required. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Black Bear Diner.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Overwhelmed by some of the conversational priorities on your favorite news talk radio station with your favorite host, the polling that's research is probably a better way of putting it. Research done into what's going on the stations that carry news talk as a format. That's really the fodder from which the list is developed by Talkers Magazine every week, surveying the stations, the hosts, items, topicality. So as we continue to review Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Rich McFadden from Radio America, I'm Doug Steffen. Number two, the recounts, voter fraud allegations, Florida, an embarrassment, an outrage. I started voting in Florida in the 1960s. I think when my folks first bought a place down there, my mother was ill, and so my father bought a place, and I decided I wanted to register to vote in Florida, and did. And I remember working on the radio in Florida in the 1980s. And there were the same kinds of issues going on then as there are now. And the same people are in charge now who were in charge then. It's the same old story. And Palm Beach County, Broward County, the two worst offenders. And it's like a dry run for the big elections, the nonsense that goes on, and then you couple that with Georgia and the crookedness of that election, and you wonder why people are look askance at the results. They don't trust recounts. All of this. I said earlier, Richie, Victoria took exception to this, but I feel that there are way too many people voting without good reason. So if there is a good reason that you can't vote on election
absentee
day,
ballot. Yeah.
Then go ahead and allow people to vote absentee. But just to vote for convenience, what are they doing with all these votes? They can't account for thousands of votes in Florida. Thousands.
It's unbelievable.
Of them.
Victoria and I were having a conversation during the break just as we knew we were going to talk about this. And one of the things we were talking about is why Florida is so corrupt. And one of the things that I had conversations with earlier in the week and we were just discussing was the fact that most Floridians come from New York and New Jersey. So it's just kind of like
the birthplace of corruption.
This is how it's done, right?
Right.
And that's how it's done in Florida now, is the way it was done in New York and New Jersey in the old days.
People who come from Chicago, they inhabit the west side of Texas, of Florida.
There you go. So that's why Florida is so...
Okay, well, we solved it.
Is it their inability to count votes, or is it just they have corruption because New York, New Jersey, and Chicago have basically taken over the state's
Law enforcement in Florida leaves a lot to be desired. They're not real sophisticated. The people that I encountered in law enforcement when I was working in Palm Beach County and have been there for
careful
as many years, they're awful. Just awful.
Careful.
Yeah. What?
We have lots of friends in Florida. You don't want to.
I have lots of friends in Florida too, but they're more the state highway patrol, the sheriff, all over the place. They walk on. They just fumble and bumble and stumble, and make a mess out of stuff because there's too many of them. What's that?
Buford T. Justice.
Yeah, right.
He means more like Boss Hogg. Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
The chief and the captain. The two of them, anyway. So, yeah. Number one this week, perhaps the most interesting, I don't know whether I think this is the most interesting, but I do think it has an interesting twist to it. The fact that this guy, Acosta, got booted from the White House, and now CNN is suing the president or the administration or whoever the hell they're suing. Trump says, I can kick you all out if I want to. There's nothing that says we have to have a press room. There's nothing that says we have to let you into the White House, which I thought was an interesting.
And he's right.
Well, the most interesting part of that is Fox News has sided with CNN.
Sided. Right. Yeah. I thought that was very interesting.
They're in a trick box. They kind of have to.
Why?
Why?
Well, they don't really have to, because if Trump just had Fox News in his White House press briefing, he'd be happy.
Yeah,
he'd
but
be stoked if that was the case.
They kind of have to protect their own. If Joe Biden becomes president in 2020,
yeah,
they don't want to be on the receiving end of that. They want to be able to kind of protect themselves.
Well. It was interesting this week, I thought it was, anyway, as I was nosing around, looking at the differences in the culture at Fox. Of course, there are a lot of people who are anti-Fox that want to tear that stuff apart, taking a shot at Hannity because he was held in check when Roger Ailes was alive, and now he's not. They can't control him, and they don't like it. He's too busy trying to jump on the president's bandstand. And some, I think there are some of the people that work at Fox are just jealous, frankly. There's a bit of that going on. But I also think it's interesting to understand the culture of the Murdochs, because Rupert Murdoch, who's still pretty much in charge at 88 or 89, and his son Lachlan, who is running the division that has the Fox News assets, they kind of are okay. They were happy when Ailes was there because Ailes did exactly what Rupert wanted him to do, and that was not let anybody stray from the message. There's a documentary coming out next week, I think it is, Roger Ailes, and the people who have been putting it together and some of the participants have been all over the place talking about Roger Ailes and what a bad guy he was and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, I don't think there was anybody who knew him, who thought he was a good guy. But the way he dominated and he chose reporters. You know, Richie used to... I remember when we talked about the blonde bimbos that were on Fox, and I think once in a while you take exception with me categorizing them that way, but that's basically what this documentary showed. One of the few that were there, like Gretchen Carlson wasn't, but
right.
There were plenty of them that were there for TNA purposes only. And that's part of what comes out in this documentary, plus the other stuff.
I would say all news anchors, to some extent, it's a pretty people club.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, maybe, girls, whatever. I mean, they're not putting ugly people up there that are really, really smart. They're putting pretty people up there that can read
unless
the teleprompter.
Unless it was, okay, so I'll back up a little bit here. When Roger Ailes, there are two people who come in to focus here.
That's why we're on radio, by the way.
Documentary. Yeah, I know.
Hey!
Speak for yourself. Well, yeah.
Victoria so, exception.
Ailes chose Combs, Alan Combs, because he was unattractive.
Right.
And here is a liberal, the same reason he chose Ellen Ratner.
Let's put the cross-eyed liberal up there. Right, and Ellen Ratner, yeah.
And Ellen Ratner, who was...
He's nothing to look at.
Unattractive and
she'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, but yeah, she was happy to be on Fox. I don't know, is she still on Fox? I don't even know if she is or she isn't.
I don't think she is, no.
No, I don't think she is either. Anyway, so the point here being with the suit against the White House, whether they win or they don't win, I don't know what the merit here is because there's nothing in the law, nothing in the Constitution, nothing anywhere that requires a White House press room or a White House press corps. So
correct.
What's the basis for the suit?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, okay. So,
well, freedom of
so
the
what?
Press. Is, you know, that's
freedom of the press,
right.
Fine. So they go outside.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me if Trump cleaned the place out and didn't have a press corps. That wouldn't shock me a bit if he pulled that stunt.
because that's what he does.
That's what he's about. He doesn't want anything negative, so, you know.
Well, he's got plenty of negative.
He doesn't want it in front of him, though.
That. Well, I don't know.
He doesn't.
I'm not into his
head. He doesn't. Watch any one of his briefings. He just, he is not someone who wants to engage in any kind of debate. He doesn't want, he doesn't like any of the questions that are negative. It's pretty obvious. Any president who wants to get rid of the press corps. No, you can see his body language is so uncomfortable when he has a question that he doesn't like.
Yeah,
it's
but
so obvious.
I think he loves the controversy. I think he loves being able to tell people to shut up and sit down.
He likes being a dictator,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he loves it. Well, Jim's going to be doing his press things from across the street. Jim, across the street, buddy.
Yeah, across the street. All right, so that's the rundown there. 44 past the hour. Let me give you the rundown on getting a good night's rest. If you toss and you turn every night, I think we had a discussion earlier, didn't we, about men go to sleep easier and better, Richie, than women. Women complain that men go to jump into bed and go right to sleep, and women stay awake for a long, 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 long time. Well, if that's your problem, then there are more women that ought to be buying My Pillows, because that'll help you get to sleep, get a good night's rest. Victoria, you've got your My Pillows. And, Richie, I think you got some My Pillows, too.
I have four of them on my bed.
Four of them. All right, there you go.
Alibaba with all my pillows.
And Richie doesn't have any problem. He doesn't have any sleepless nights at all, Victoria. He jumps right into bed and gonzo. So if you would like to have something better, or maybe you're thinking this would be a good Christmas present, actually, everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com you can get a great deal on right now, starting with any pillow. That's at MyPillow.com. Any one of them. Go in there, look around. You can buy any single pillow at the regular price, and you get another one free. So that's where you start. And then the mattresses, mattress tops, the sheets, all of the things that go with having a good night's rest are all there, and you get a good special deal by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest, you better check out all the things that are here. The old flat, worn-out pillows, chuck those puppies, and let MyPillow change the way you go to sleep and stay asleep. Join all of us who have the MyPillows and like them, love them, try them. If you don't like them in 60 days, you send them back. It's a pretty good deal. Get right down to it. MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV. For the elegant pillows, for the regular pillows, all of them. Buy one at the regular price. Get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown, the list of top 10 stories this week. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, we can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's my pleasure every week to be able to bring you this list. Number 10 on the list, the passing of Stan Lee. Number 9, the relationship and the ousting of Mira Ricardel in the White House. Melania Trump wanted her gone, and she's gonzo. Number 8, the choosing of two new headquarters by Amazon. Number 7, the story about George Soros from Facebook and the New York Times. Number 6, Michelle Obama's new book. Number 5, the battle for leadership in the House of Representatives and the Democratic Party. Number 4, the continuing move or push toward the migrant caravan. The Russia-Trump investigation is 3, recounts in Florida 2, and the White House suit from CNN. Number 1 this week on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and, of course, the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, let's get to the people list just for giggles. The top 10 people, many of these names are connected with stories that we've already talked about. Stan Lee is number 10. Number 9, Jeff Bezos. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Michelle Obama. Mark Zuckerberg is 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson tied for number 3. Jim Acosta is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. I guess special mention goes to Michael Avenatti, who got himself arrested this week.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work, man. He, I don't know whether I want to think it's an insult to Gloria Allred if I call him the male counterpart to Gloria.
She's obviously much better at it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. She's better at all of it. I'm betting that she's a better lawyer than he is. She's much better at knowing how to finesse the news media. This guy's just a big lug. And so he makes for an interesting conversation. Has he any other value than that? It's just he's the kind of guy that's easy not to like. I guess you can pull that around, but are there lots of people around like him? I don't know. There are a lot of people around like him, but there certainly are others who know how. I think of Chuck Schumer. Every time Chuck Schumer's never seen a camera or microphone he didn't want to grab. It's kind of like, I'm trying to remember, I think, Richie, it was you and I having a conversation about somebody who is a press hound. It may have been Schumer. And the conversation sort of followed the track of, don't get in the way, if you don't want to get hurt, don't get in the way of Schumer when there's
a
camera.
Right, or yeah. A camera. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there are a lot of politicians who are like, a lot of people, you know, who just need that attention. They didn't get breastfed as children, whatever the reason for it.
Not only that, it's their main focus and main job is to raise money. And if you see a TV camera, that helps you get exposure to help you raise money. That's their main job.
More clients.
It's not running our country. It's to raise money so they can get elected again.
10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bring some sunshine into your life now. At 53 past the hour, it's time for us to overview the top five items this week from technology. The top five songs come along later on. From number five to number one, Victoria Keelan has the list of technology hotspots this week, starting with a connection between Amazon and Apple, Victoria.
Yep, just in time for the holiday shopping season, Amazon has made a deal with Apple that will see iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches sold directly on Amazon for the first time. Now, you may say, well, wait a second, I've bought Apple products before on Amazon. That is true, but you weren't able to buy them directly from Apple, which means the prices were usually all over the place because they came from third-party sellers, and often on Amazon, you bought a lot of counterfeit stuff from China. So, now...
I'm shocked to hear that. Wow.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that. And so they think, oh, wow, this looks like a really good deal on Amazon, and it's not an authorized Apple dealer, and lots of problems came from that, lots of counterfeit stuff. There were major lawsuits against China from Apple for counterfeiting a lot of their trademarked products and things like that. So now when you do see official Apple products on Amazon, it is legit, and starting pretty much right around now, maybe next week, it will be rolling out officially all throughout Amazon around the world. And the only thing that you will not be able to buy on Amazon, which makes sense, is Apple's HomePod, which has Siri, and that's like their biggest competition, is the Amazon Echo. So the HomePod will not be on Amazon. You will still have to buy that from an Apple store or on Apple.com. But everything else will be on Amazon.
All right. Number four this week. This is, I suppose, sort of a calming story if you're a gamer. Yeah, no, yes, yes, no.
Usually technology and calming and anxiety don't go together.
Yeah,
but
right.
This story absolutely does. A new study has found that playing Tetris, which is the classic game of, it's basically a moving puzzle, they found that playing Tetris actually can calm anxiety. And so for the study, they had three different groups of people, and they were all told that they were about to be judged on their appearance while they were having to play Tetris. So the classic Tetris players, one group had to play Tetris, another group had to play a different game. So the classic Tetris, turns out, it relieved feelings of anxiety, it got people's brains into a state of flow, and so that had higher levels of positive emotions and lower levels of negative emotions. So they're thinking now that certain video games that are like Tetris, that use that part of your brain where you're solving a puzzle, that actually may be good for kids, and this is essentially where this is going to head, this research. So it will go in the direction of helping calm anxiety for kids, probably while they're in school.
Number three, Volkswagen and Apple as a couple.
Yep, Volkswagen has decided to deepen its relationship with Apple with the new VW CarNet app. So now if you are an iOS user and you have a new VW, you can use Siri to lock and unlock your car. You can check your estimate mileage with fuel or how much electric charge you have left in your car, depending on which model. You can also enable alarms. You can start the car if it's a little chilly out, which it's getting to be pretty much everywhere in the country now. And so you can have your heat on. You can heat your seats. You can have your defroster on. on. So that way, as soon as you get in the car, you're ready to go. So it's sort of like a remote starter, but with more bells and whistles.
More bells and whistles. Here's the best way, number two, to retrieve your lost phone. All right, Kara, let's get to work on...
Did you ever do this yet? Did you make it through
Well, we're still working on it.
Well, so, so a new study by cell phone insurance carrier called Assurian has revealed that one trick actually can triple your chances of getting your phone back if you lose it, and it's a pretty simple change. Assurian says by adding the text, if found, call this number, and then whatever your backup number is to a friend, spouse, family member, on your if you add it to your lock screen, you greatly increase the chances of getting your phone back. And how they tested this was they intentionally lost 10 phones in malls, coffee shops, and restaurants around New York City, five with the text on the lock screen, five without. Within minutes, they were getting calls from the backup phone numbers of the people who found the phones that had this message on the lock screen, and the other phones that were lost went straight to voicemail, and they never found them. So that's a pretty good indication that if you have this little message that is on your lock screen when people can't get into your phone, but it's on your wallpaper, you'll get your phone back.
Aha! Number one, where is Amazon going?
Yep, this was the biggest story of the week. Amazon chose New York City and Arlington, Virginia to split their HQ2. This will be a $5 billion investment, and about 25 to 40,000 jobs will be created. So
that's fair for the taxpayers. You're going to help out a lot,
yeah.
Especially in New York.
Yep.
59 past the hour. Those are the top five tech stories of the week.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Incumbent Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson taps out after a recount showed him still about 10,000 votes behind Governor Rick Scott. In his concession speech, Nelson says he considers himself blessed.
It's been a rewarding journey, as well as a very humbling experience. I was not victorious in this race, but I still wish to strongly reaffirm the cause for which we fought. A public office is a public trust.
The results become official Tuesday. Rain in the forecast could bring relief for those working to tame a devastating Northern California wildfire that's killed at least 77 people and has been called the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. About 1,000 people still remain unaccounted for, but authorities stress that many of them may be on the list, but they may be safe and unaware that people have reported them missing. The Central American illegal immigrant caravan is in Tijuana, where locals there say they're not welcome.
In Tijuana, there are protests by hundreds of residents over the nearly 3,000 migrants that are there now after caravanning from Honduras. The locals chanted out, out at a demonstration a mile from the U.S. border. They call the caravan an invasion and have concerns their taxes might be spent on the migrants as they wait possibly months to apply for asylum. Meanwhile, at the border crossings in California and Texas, crews continue to install towering panels of metal bars, and troops wrap barbed wire around barriers while military helicopters carrying Border Patrol agents fly overhead. I'm Julie Walker.
Three leaders of Hong Kong's 2014 pro-democracy protests and six others being tried for their involvement in the 79-day Occupy Central movement that paralyzed the city's financial district for more than 2 months but failed to win any concessions. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-741-5592. That's 800-741-5592. 800-741-5592.
President Trump is expanding cybersecurity.
President Trump has signed legislation calling on the Department of Homeland Security to elevate cybersecurity. The new agency within DHS will protect critical infrastructure, including elections, from unfriendly nations and other cyber criminals. George Bonzani reporting.
Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is donating $1.8 billion to his alma mater, Johns Hopkins University. Bloomberg and the Baltimore University said to Sunday that the gift is the largest ever to any educational institution in the U.S. University President Ronald Daniels says the contribution will allow Hopkins to eliminate the need for student loans in financial aid packages. It was on November 18, 1928, Walt Disney's first sound-synchronized animated cartoon, Steamboat Willie, starring Mickey Mouse, premiered in New York. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. President Trump gave a wide-ranging interview to Fox News Sunday saying he would not get involved if his choice for acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, decided to curtail Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into 2016 election interference and possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. But Senator Lindsey Graham told NBC's Meet the Press he doesn't see that happening.
I think most Republicans on Capitol Hill and Democrats believe that Mr. Mueller should be allowed to do his job. And I have no indication he's going to be interfered with at all.
Graham says he's confident the president and acting attorney general won't shut the probe down.
It'd be a disaster for the Republican Party for the Mueller investigation to be terminated or shut down or played with. It's close to the end. Let's see what he finds.
Whitaker was previously a fierce critic of the probe, and Democrats have called for him to recuse himself from overseeing it. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I...
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and Comedy Time as we open with Dennis Day, and later his longtime Jack Benny program castmate Phil Harris stars alongside his wife Alice Faye in their popular comedy show. Phil was first in a couple of aspects. He joined Benny's program in 1936, whereas Dennis joined 3 years later. Then on September 29th of 1946, the Harrises began hosting the Fitch Bandwagon, which later evolved into the Harris and Faye Show. Ah, but just 4 days later, this comedy program debuted. The episode I'm sharing with you, though, is from June 30th,
of 1948.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day. Day is brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream and Luster Cream Shampoo. Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant and the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing Taking Miss Mary to the Ball.
Jog along, Mr. Dobbin, and keep this carriage a-bobbin'. We can't be late, for she has a date. We're taking Miss Mary to the ball. My, oh my, but she's pretty. The sweetest gal in the city. How grand she'll look when her picture's took. We're taking Miss Mary to the ball. Her best girlfriend is her boyfriend's sister. He's old enough now to call him mister. He's never been personal and he's never kissed her. But when she was away, he said he missed her. Jog along, Mr. Dobbin. Keep this carriage a-bobbin. We can't be late, for it's her first date. We're taking Miss Mary, a very merry Mary. We're taking Miss Mary to the ball. Colgate
Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty. You can actually see and feel the difference.
And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate's instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth.
Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpastes prove that Colgate's is preferred for flavor over every other brand tested. Yes, preferred over every other brand tested.
And no wonder, for Colgate Dental Cream is the result of constant effort to produce the finest toothpaste in the world today. For cleaning teeth, for flavor, for sweetening breath.
So see if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate Dental Cream America's favorite toothpaste. Try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth for a wake-up flavor you'll thoroughly enjoy.
And always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Success is a matter of psychology, a state of mind. Act like a man of affairs and you'll soon become a man of affairs. The words seemed to leap from the magazine as they caught the eye of our young hero, Dennis Day. Of course, so that's why success has eluded him all these years. Immediately, he put on his very best suit. Well, let's be truthful about that, his only suit. His nicest tie. Okay, his only tie. His best suit of underwear. There, I won't give in. And took a bus downtown to the bank where he demanded to see the president himself. My goodness, what can he be up to?
Our assets, did you say, Mr. Day?
That's what I said. I want to know the assets of this bank.
Why, according to our latest financial statement, they amount to $4 million.
How about your liabilities?
Naturally, they come to $4 million, too.
Just barely keeping your head above water, huh?
May I know the object of these questions, Mr. Day?
Sure, I'm going to open up a checking account. All us big shots have checking accounts, only I want to make sure I got a safe bank.
I think you'll find us reliable in every way.
Well, I got to admit, you've been made a pretty good impression on me in the past. You sent me a calendar last Christmas, and so far it's been right every month.
Well, thank you.
Boy, and what pictures on it. April. May. June. Gee, I can hardly wait for July.
I have news for you, Mr. Day. It's a picture of a Boy Scout rubbing two sticks together.
Oh, gosh, no more sailboats?
No, they're obviously too inflammatory. Now, suppose we get down to business. How much were you planning to put into this checking account?
Oh, everything, my entire fortune. I want to transfer it from my other bank.
Well, really?
Sure, here, you can count it yourself. The tail unscrews.
A piggy bank, Mr. Day?
There's almost $7 in it, every cent I have, saved up by skipping breakfast and going without lunches.
My boy, I like your spirit, and I'll be glad to take your account. Here's your checkbook.
Gee, thanks. I'm a big shot at last. Only, you're sure that the bank won't fold up on me?
Son, I have my own account here, and if I trust it, I'm sure you can. Why, I'll bet the cigar I'm smoking costs more than you've made all week.
Oh, yeah? I wouldn't be too sure of that. How much does it cost?
Well, maybe I was a little hasty. 50 cents.
Maybe I was a little hasty, too. You were.
Hi, Dennis.
Oh, hello, Mildred.
What are you doing?
Oh, my old high school needs a new gym. They sent letters to all us alumni asking for contributions, so I wrote them out a check. I've got a checking account now, you know.
So you've told me about 30 times. How much did you... Good heavens. Pay to the order of Benjamin Franklin High School $50,000?
Oh, that's just a practice check. I'm not sending them quite that much.
Well, how much are you sending them?
75 cents. See, here's the check all made out. Gee, sure was a thrill to write that other one, though. I'm still shaking from it.
Well, who knows? Maybe someday you'll be able to afford that kind of contribution.
I hope so. I sure think a lot of that school. Gee, this letter made me feel so sentimental I got out my old yearbook.
Really? Oh, golly, let's see it.
Here it is. That's my picture right there. See?
Why, Dennis, I didn't know you wore braces on your teeth.
Oh, those aren't braces. I used to like shooting spitballs, and that's where I hid the rubber bands.
The funny-looking girl next to you.
Oh, that's Gertrude Baguglio. She was my first girlfriend.
But those buck teeth and that stringy hair. And she's even cross-eyed. How could you go with her?
Well, I didn't know much then. I thought girls were supposed to look that way.
Oh, I see.
The bald-headed man in the front of the class is Professor Jensen, our science teacher. He used to like me. Said I had a great head for science. Yeah, he was always trying to get me to leave it to them. Gee, I sure used to laugh at his jokes. He was always kidding like that.
Oh, you didn't flunk his course, did you, Dennis?
Oh, no, but I was a little lucky. The fellow I sat behind decided to write all the answers on the front of his shirt the night before the final exam.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, but he made a mistake and wrote them on the back. I got 96.
Well, I shouldn't wonder.
I'd have had 100 if he hadn't worn his pants so high. I better get busy filling out the questionnaire that goes along with the check.
The questionnaire?
Yeah. They want to find out just what the alumni are doing. Who's rich and who's famous and who's got a good job.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Hope they're also interested in who's flotsam and who's jetsam.
Well, you'll be doing as well as any of them one of these days. Don't you worry. Well, I'll leave it. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, children.
I'll see you later, Dennis.
Say, what are you so busy with there, Dennis?
Oh, I'm filling out a questionnaire for my high school. Let's see. Present situation, unemployed.
Unemployed? Why put down a thing like that? Let them think you're a big success.
Yeah?
Sure. Put down something that sounds important. They won't check.
Okay. Present position, wing commander of Honest John's Air Force.
Very good.
Now it says married or single. I'll put down married. Successful men are always married. Now children. I'll put down 10.
10 children?
Sure. Let them think I'm a big success at everything.
On second thought, I'd tear that questionnaire up and forget it.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right. There's no...
Hello, Herbert. Dennis.
Good morning, Peachy Pie.
Was anything wrong, Mrs. Anderson? You sound kind of blue this morning.
Is it any wonder? How would you feel if you'd been rejected as a member of the Weaverville Ladies' Bridge and Sewing Club?
Oh, I'm not built right for it anyway.
Well, I am, and I've been turned down. Those stuck-up women had the nerve to hint that I wasn't in the same social class with them.
No, Pupsy.
Yes. Oh, I could kill them. Oh, Herbie, I've got a frightful headache. Run down to the drugstore and get me some aspirin, would you?
I shall fly, little oomph girl.
Oh, would you drop my letter off on the way, Mr. Anderson? Just that check on the table. Never mind the questionnaire.
All right, I'll put it in the envelope. And, Pupsy, don't you worry about those silly women saying that you're out of their social class.
No, Mrs. Anderson. They've got a fine right to say that to you. They're just a bunch of gossipy, nosy old hens. And believe me, you're in the same class with them.
What?
It came out wrong, but you know what I mean.
Well, it looks like the new girls' gymnasium is still as far away as ever, Dean Hotchkiss. Is that the last of the contributions?
Just one or two more, I'm afraid. Here's one from a Dennis Day.
Dennis Day. How much did he contribute last year?
50 cents.
And the year before?
We sent him $1.
Let's see. Dennis Day. Yes, I had him in my history class. I'll never forget his final examination paper as long as I live. One question was, what did the United States gain from the Louisiana Purchase? His answer was, do wa ditty.
Well, we may as well add his few pennies to the collection.
Yes.
Oh, a check.
Hmm?
Well, that's funny. Good heavens, look at this.
Great Scott, $50,000.
Why, it's impossible. I remember this day vividly. He was the only boy here who, after 4 years of high school, had just enough credits to get into junior high.
Well, he's obviously a genius at making money. Thanks to him, we've got our girls' gym dean.
Yes, we'll invite him here to dedicate it himself. Why, we'll even name it after him.
Good. The Dennis Day Memorial Gymnasium. A permanent monument to matter over mind.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing, I Went Down to Virginia.
I went down to Virginia, and no one sent for me. I went down to Virginia to see what I could see. Well, I found the horses fastest and the gals the best. The spirits of the state are guaranteed high test. So I stayed down in Virginia, 'cause that looked good to me. They see to it you hook a fish on every line. Though I stayed down in Virginia, that's how much I've been sold. So bless the day that brought me here, and bless the folks I love so dear. Well, brother, if you ever plan a coming down this way, you'll find the things are just exactly like I say, and you'll stay down in Virginia, Virginia, USA.
You're listening to Dennis Day on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now back to A Day in the Life of Dennis Day on Win Radio 1.
Well, it looks like having a checking account of his own was a little too much for Dennis. By mistake, a practice check he had written for $50,000 was sent to his high school as Dennis's contribution toward a new girls' gymnasium. And the delighted school immediately named the gym after Dennis and invited him to come up and dedicate it. Which is a little puzzling to our young hero, since so far as he knows, the check he sent was for 75 cents.
Golly, Dennis, I just can't get over it.
Gosh, neither can I, Mildred. Imagine them calling it the Dennis Day Memorial Gymnasium.
And all you sent them was 75 cents. Well, it can't be the money, Dennis. They must be honoring you because they consider you the average student.
They never admitted it when I was there.
But that must be it. And they're trying to show that money means nothing. It's just... Oh, Mother, have you heard the news, Dennis?
I know. Your father just told me. I'd like to speak to Dennis alone for a moment, if you don't mind.
Why, of course, Mother. I'll see you later, Dennis.
Dennis?
Yes, ma'am?
You know that I've always loved you, don't you?
No, ma'am.
I do, Dennis. I adore you.
Oh, Mrs. Anderson, this is very embarrassing. I'm stuck on your daughter.
This isn't a proposal. I just want you to know how I feel about you. You see, there's a little something you can do for me.
Oh!
Yes. You see, those snooty women in the Weaverville Bridge Club I told you about this morning, well, they might not be quite so snooty if I had a gymnasium named after me.
You mean you'd like it if they named it after you instead of me?
Oh, it's such a little thing to ask, Dennis.
But, Mrs. Anderson...
Haven't I been like a mother to you, Dennis? Who cleans your room? Who washes your clothes? Who cooks your food?
Your husband.
But who makes him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, gee, if it means that much to you, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, you dream boy, you doll face. Oh, I only wish there was something I could do for you in return.
Well, if you really mean that.
Oh, I do, I do.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time about the mattress on my bed.
What about it?
Could I have one?
Dean, he's here right now in the anteroom.
Oh, my gracious, wait till I fix my tie. How does he look, like a typical millionaire?
Yes, one of those eccentric ones. He's wearing a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt.
You don't say. Well, show him right in. We mustn't keep him waiting.
Yes, yes, yes. Come right in, Mr. Day.
Thank you, Professor. Oh, hello, Dean.
My boy, sit down, my son. Do sit down. Can I offer you a Corona?
Oh, no, thanks. I never learned to type.
A cigar.
Oh, no thanks.
Well, well, this is just like old times back when you were in school, isn't it, Dennis? Here I am on one side of a desk and you on the other.
Yeah, all we're missing are my mother and father pleading and crying in between.
Oh, we've had our little difficulties, but I never doubted for a minute that you'd make good. I knew it from the excellent marks you used to get in civics?
Posture.
Oh, yes, yes, posture, yes.
Dennis, my son, we can't begin to thank you for your magnificent contribution to our gymnasium.
Oh, gosh, it was nothing, Dean.
Nothing? Your money is going to provide over 300 schoolgirls with the equipment they need so desperately.
Oh, really? Gee, the price of bloomers must be way down.
Very glad to see you taking it so lightly, my boy. I assure you, your donation is more than we teachers could make in 10 years.
Honest? You people need legislation even worse than I thought.
Well, we just want you to know how grateful we are to you for your check.
Then I wonder if you gentlemen wouldn't do a favor for me. Instead of calling it the Dennis Day Memorial Gymnasium, could it be named after my landlady, Mrs. Clara Anderson?
Your landlady?
Why not? Your wish is our command, my boy. The Clara Anderson Memorial Gymnasium it shall be.
Gee, thanks, gentlemen. You'll never know what you've just done for my sacroiliac.
Well, we're nearly ready for the ceremony, Dennis. Mrs. Anderson's out there on the stage now, waiting for it to begin.
Well, this is going to be a big day in her life, all right.
Pardon me, Mr. Day?
Yes?
I'm a reporter on the school paper. Donald Harrington, 49.
Really? Gee, you certainly don't look it.
No, I mean, that's my class. Could you answer a few questions for our readers? We kids can learn a lot from a man like you.
Yeah, I guess you got something there, all right. Well, go ahead, Sonny.
I'll call you when we're ready, Dennis.
Okay, Dean.
Now then, Mr. Day, when did you enter and leave this school?
9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
No, I mean, what was your senior year?
Oh, 1939 to 1942.
I see. Do you think the high school boy should go to college?
Oh, no, I think you should leave that to the college boy.
Yeah. Do you believe in sex education in high schools, Mr. Day?
Certainly not. I believe every boy and girl should know what sex they belong to before they come in here.
Mr. Day, do my questions confuse you?
Oh, no.
Good. Then that leaves only one of us in a mess. But to continue, what do you think of necking in high school?
Oh, I think it's more fun at home.
I put it down just like you said it. Now, I've got some general questions, too, Mr. Day, okay?
Shoot.
It's a thought, all right. What do you think of labor?
Well, on the whole, I'd rather not.
Uh-huh. But what I meant was, do you think labor should work longer hours?
Oh, no, I think 60 minutes is as long as an hour should be. And you can quote me on that.
If I did, who'd believe me?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Well, thank you, Mr. Day. You've been most amazing.
Oh, that's all right. Anytime.
All ready for the ceremony, Dennis. They're waiting for you on the stage. Come on.
Okay, see you later, Sonny. Gee, look at all the people. What a crowd. Well, there's Mrs. Anderson on the rostrum. Oh, not at all.
Members of the honored faculty, alumni, ladies and gentlemen. Today, through the generosity of one of our former students, we're about to see our dreams of a new gymnasium materialize. I'd like to present to you now the man who made the Clara Anderson Memorial Gymnasium possible. A man who, when he attended our school, was outstanding in such activities as, I give you Mr. Dennis Day.
Dean Hotchkiss, members of the faculty, students, ladies and gentlemen. Today my school has seen fit to bestow a great honor upon me. Why? Not because I have become rich or famous. Indeed, my contribution to this gymnasium was only 75 cents. But they...
Pardon me, Mr. Day. Would you say that again, please?
Certainly. Today my school has seen fit to bestow...
Down further where the meat is.
You mean the part about my giving 75 cents?
You did say that, didn't you? Then what's this check of yours I hold in my hand for $50,000?
Careful, Dean. You're dropping it.
Oh, that's all right. It'll bounce right up again.
This is your check, isn't it, Mr. Day?
Oh, sure, but that's just a practice check. It's no good.
You mean you don't have $50,000 in the bank?
Oh, no. Not quite that much.
Have you $40,000?
No.
$30,000?
No.
$20,000?
We'll get there a lot quicker if you start with a buck and work up.
Well, there goes our gymnasium.
But my cornerstone with Clara Anderson engraved on it. You mean you're not going to use it now?
Oh, we can't afford to waste anything now. We'll use it for the smaller building we plan to build around in the back.
Oh, no, Dean, don't do that.
Well, why not? What kind of a building is it?
Mrs. Anderson.
I want to know what kind of a building it is.
Mrs. Anderson, don't get excited. Just think how proud you'll be when they burn the first load of garbage in the Clara Anderson Memorial Incinerator.
Dennis Day will be back in just 1 minute to sing The Loveliness of You. But first...
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl. Hair that gleams and glistens from a luster cream shampoo.
Yes, for soft, glamorous dream girl hair, try luster cream shampoo. Now in convenient tubes or jars, whichever you prefer. Luster Cream Shampoo leaves hair with a new three-way loveliness. Fragrantly clean, glistening with sheen. Soft, easy to manage. Not a soap, not a liquid, but an utterly new, rich, lathering cream shampoo. A blend of secret ingredients plus lanolin. 4-ounce jar, $1. Smaller sizes, tubes or jars, 49 and 25 cents. Be a dream girl, a lovely luster cream girl.
Dream girl, beautiful luster cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a luster cream shampoo.
Charles Dant and the orchestra. Here's Dennis to sing The Loveliness of You.
The loveliness of you is so lovely, so thrilling, so new. I'm filled. The thought of our first sweet forever. and time. Let me share your love, the loveliness of you. Let my arms hold your charm, lips divine, breath mine. I'm in ecstasy when you're close to me, and I'm so in love with a
ladies and gentlemen, this is our last show of the present season, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank you all for allowing me to come into your homes each Wednesday night. We're going to take a short vacation now and return in the first week of September, and we hope that you'll be listening. Good night, and have a swell summer, everybody. See you in 8 weeks.
Dennis Day returns to the air again the first week in September. Meanwhile, may we remind you to use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, dream girl hair. And don't miss the August issue of Movie Star Parade magazine for a picture story of an episode in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
From June 30th, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio was Dennis Day's longtime Jack Benny program castmate in his own radio series. Or should I say a his and her show, because it's Phil Harris and Alice Faye. Right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside, in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, I'm Drew Ramage, host of Drawn to Wildlife. This week's topic of the week coincides directly with what a lot of hunters are chasing this time of year. That is the white-tailed deer. The rut is in full swing across the country. An effective technique to bring bucks closer to your stand is calling to them. You've got several options when calling to a buck. If he is close, start with a grunt when he isn't looking. If that doesn't grab his attention, try rattling or snort wheezing. This sound travels farther and can help bring him within range. Keep in mind, if a buck has heard your calling, and he is heading your way, your job is done. He knows where the sound came from. Put your calls up and start preparing for the shot. This has been Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break, we heard a day in the life of Dennis Day. But he was not the only longtime Jack Benny employee to get his own radio show, as you'll now hear. This is from November 20th, 1949.
Phil and Alice have just seen their children in their first school play. While they're waiting outside the school for Phyllis and Alice to come out, they're proudly discussing their children's talent.
Oh, honey, weren't our kids great? I never saw such a terrific acting job. They were positively out of this world. They made that play. If they had the biblical...
Now, easy, Father, easy. There were other children in the play, you know.
Well, naturally, our kids need stooges. I mean, every star needs a stooge.
I guess you're right. It's like us. I couldn't possibly do my radio show without you.
Well, that's a fine way to talk to the man who took you when you were nothing but a movie star and in 8 short years made you into a successful household drudge.
Well, please.
That's the thanks I get for taking you from fleeting prominence into permanent obscurity. I should think at least that
you
would...
How do you do, Mrs. Harris? Oh, hello, Miss Miller. Phil, this is the children's teacher. Miss Miller, this is Mr. Harris. How do you do?
Charmed, to be sure. You know, I've been anxious to meet you, Miss Miller. I want to compliment you on the way you've been learning our kids.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. I learn them as best I can.
Yeah, well, of course, my kids have an advantage over other children. You see, I assist them every night with their homework.
Oh. Well, then you is the one what helps them with their grammar, ain't you?
Alice, we got to get our kids out of this school quick.
Why?
This dame just split a subjunction.
Well, please. Miss Miller, I thought the play was excellent. Don't you think our children did exceptionally well? Oh, yes. I thought all the children did very well.
You thought the other kids were as good as ours?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Cletus, you better keep away from them blackboards. The chalk dust is clouding your specs. Good as ours. Look, teacher, I want you to know
Daddy,
that my...
Daddy, guess what? I was so good in that play, I'm going to be a movie star. They want to sign me to
a wait contract. A minute, folks. Wait a minute now. Take it easy. What are you talking about?
A talent scout from 20th Century Fox saw me in the play, and he wants to put me in pictures. He gave me this card, and he said he's coming over to see you this afternoon, and he wants me to sign a contract.
Hold it a minute now. Let me see that card. Phyllis is on the level. This guy is a talent scout from 20th Century. Oh, ain't this wonderful?
I don't know. Phyllis, does he want little Alice, too?
No, he just wants me.
Oh, Phil, this isn't so good. It might have an effect on little Alice.
Well, why? She ain't going to begrudge your sister a picture career. She ain't no ham.
We'll soon find out. There she is. Alice, come over here, dear.
Are you calling homely little no-talent me?
Oh, honey, don't talk like that. I'm sorry this happened.
Oh, don't fret about me, Mother. I don't mind not being a movie star. I'll join the French Foreign Legion or something.
Now, look, baby, you were very good in the play, too. Wasn't she, Phyllis?
Yes, Mommy.
In fact, I think she was just as good as you were. Don't you, Phyllis?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Now, wait a minute, Phyllis. You just wait a minute. I think she was just as good, too. And Alice? Now, look, baby Alice, I don't want no jealousy in this family. Now, shake your sister's hand and wish her luck.
Very well. Good luck, Phyllis, dear. Thanks, Alice. I'm sorry it couldn't be you, but...
Shame on you, trying to hurt your sister.
She's just jealous because I'm prettier.
You are not.
I am, too.
You are not.
I am, too. Hey, your father used rag curlers.
I'm her father, and I do not. Now, come on, Alice. Let's get home so we can be there when that talent scout comes over with the contract.
Hey, Philly's going to be a big star. Oh, that lucky little kid. She's just chock full of beauty and talent, and she gets it all from her father. Oh, Curly, that blue blood line of yours. Younger than springtime, am I? Softer than starlight, am I? Warmer than wind? What do you want?
I'm supposed to sing first this week.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I was getting into this one so smoothly, just like Dorothy Kirsten.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back with more of Phil Harris and Alice Faye right after this.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, Riverpoint provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover Riverpoint in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at Riverpoint in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. Riverpoint in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show on Win Radio One.
Gee, honey, just think. Phyllis's name will be up there in lights. I can see the sign now. Little Miss Marker starring Phil Harris's daughter. Honey, she's going to be the biggest thing.
Well, I don't want her to be in pictures.
Well, that's all right if she don't want to. What? What do you mean you don't want her to be in pictures? This is her chance to be famous and make maybe $5,000 a week. She'll be rich.
Oh, honey, I don't care about the money. I'd rather have Phyllis poor, but normal, like other children.
Well, you can have Alice. She's a poor, normal child. I'll take Phyllis, the one who's rich and abnormal. Gee, honey, this is the chance of a lifetime. Uh-oh, that must be that talent scout now. I'll talk to him. I know how to get around these guys. How do you do, sir? It's a pleasure to meet you. Anybody can see by looking at you that you're a smart, capable, intelligent...
It's me, Philip.
Dull, stupid, no talent...
Who is it, Phil? Is it the talent scout?
No, it's the Cub Scout. Weak Chin Willie is here. Hey, Willie, have I got news for you? Phyllis is going into pictures.
Why, that's wonderful. I always knew she had ability.
Of course she has. After all, I'm her father.
Bless her for overcoming that obstacle. Obviously, the child got her talent from her mother. Alice was a great actress in pictures.
Oh, thanks, Willie, but I wasn't a great actress.
Oh, yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Willie, did you see your sister in Fallen Angel?
No, I didn't.
Well, I did. Let this girl talk.
It wasn't that bad.
Wasn't that bad, huh? That was the only picture ever made that was turned down by television.
Child in pictures. She's too young, and that's final.
But, honey, don't you see what it... Oh, well, that's probably the talent scout with the contract. What'll I tell him?
Blame it on me. Tell him I won't sign because... Well, tell him she's not really a child. She's a lot older than she looks.
All right, I'll tell him. Sorry, mister, but my wife don't want to sign no picture contract because she's a lot older than she looks. True.
She can always play character parts. Maiden aunts, grandmothers.
All right, Frankie.
Old ladies, old men. Gad, you're married to a versatile woman.
Now, wait a minute, Remley. I'm not talking about my wife. She's not too old for pictures. I'm talking about little Phyllis. She's too old.
Curly, do you mind if I smell your breath?
Okay, if it'll put you on your feet. You understand, Remy, I made a mistake. I thought you were the talent scout who's coming over to sign Phyllis for pictures.
Hey, do you mean it?
Yeah.
Little Phyllis, my godchild, will be a movie star?
Yeah.
Gee, that's what I always wanted her to be. And with me handling her, she'll go places. Just think, she'll have her name up in lights. I can see the sign now. Little Miss Marker, starring Frankie Remley's godchild.
Remley, I already had a sign made.
Oh.
It ain't going to do either of us any good. You see, her mother won't let Phyllis go into pictures.
What has she got to say about it? I've already given my permission.
But, Frankie, don't
you... Well, don't stand there. Get the child to the studio. Get her in front of the camera. Quiet on the set! Fight! Action! Roll them! Cut! We shot that scene fast. Who's she working for? Monogram?
All right. Look, Frankie, Alice don't want Phyllis to work because Phyllis is too young.
You're never too young to go to work. You got a big investment in that kid. She's been sponging off of you since the day she was born. When's she going to start paying you back?
Remley. Phyllis is 5 years old.
That's what I mean. How long is she going to keep stalling?
Frankie, parents don't expect kids to pay them back.
I paid mine back when I was a kid.
In cash?
No, not in cash. But when I was 12, I ran away from home. And in appreciation, they canceled the debt.
I don't owe him a dime. Okay, so you don't owe him. Frankie, I want Phyllis to go into pictures, but Alice absolutely refuses to let her work.
Well, the government ain't going to like this. They insist that kids go to work. That's why Congress passed that bill.
What bill?
The child labor law. Make them labor while they're a child. That's the law.
From November 20th, 1949, the first half of an episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell. That, of course, was Elliot Lewis's Frankie. He was not only a tremendous radio actor, but also a writer, producer, director, and series creator. While over on television, Lewis served as a producer on a late 1960s sitcom starring Eve Arden and Kay Ballard. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
And sweet. way with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Just remember, darling, all the while you... Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. Boy. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has the right to ask government to solve problems.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about a late 1960s television sitcom starring Eve Arden and Kay Ballard and produced by Elliot Lewis. It was The Mothers-in-Law. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When radio...